Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Epiphany Radio, the Real Entertainment Network.
Your number one hit station in town.
This is Radio.
This is Song, and you're listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
And I be the best. You see the rest, they looking like they need a rest.
friends, I have no friends. You still acting up, running around here like some brand new pussy that's about to get fucked. The game don't stop. I'm still getting down for whatever, whenever. That's why my shit is hot. Can't keep it real. Now, some of us do, but most of us don't. That's just how a nigga feels. I shed blood for my people that'll keep you looking see-through whenever you try to creep through.
For 19 years, niggas wanna fight me, fight these kids. I put in work and it's all for the kids. But these cats just forgot what work is. They don't know who we be looking. They don't know who they see. Nigga, we gonna rock, till we gonna fall. Till we let it pop, don't let it go. X gon' give it to ya, he gon' give it to ya. X gon' give it to ya, he gon' give it to ya. First we gonna rock, till we gonna fall. Till we let it pop, don't let it go. X gon' give it to ya, he gon' give it to ya. X gon' give it to ya, he gon' give it to ya. Ayo, where my niggas at? I know I got them down in the greens. Give them love and they give it back. Talk too much for too long. Don't give up, you're too strong. Love to the wild, wild hunters. Shout out to niggas that done it. And it ain't even about the dough. It's about getting down for what you stand for, yo. For real. We gonna rock, then we gonna fall. Then we let it pop, don't let it go. Come on. X gon' give it to ya, he gon' give it to ya. X gon' give it to ya, he gon' give it to ya.
Yo, it's a Renaissance Poetry. I know I don't normally come in like this, but y'all know that we trying to throw it up for my man DMX. Passed away, trying to show him some love tonight, and I know many people feel the same way that, you know, I feel about his loss. Being one of those types of rappers that could appeal to you in many different emotions, he touched a lot of people in a lot of different ways. You know, there was one where people didn't understand, you know, man, he's always saying this, he's always seemed to be angry. You know, sometimes people are angry. Sometimes you want to hear some music that resonates with that feeling, and he gave that to a lot of people. He had a lot of demons, a lot of things he was dealing with. He had songs that catered to that you can listen to. He definitely was one of my favorite MCs, favorite individuals to listen to, so definitely had to show him some love tonight, Renaissance Poetry. That being said, rest in peace. Now, Renaissance Poetry is a place where you can come to bring your, what we like to say, your best shit. Now, when we say your best shit, we're not saying that we want you to come here and impress us. We're not saying we want you to write us a piece that speaks directly to us. We want you to spit a piece that you've been wanting to spit for a minute, that you maybe just wrote with that energy, like, I need to spit this shit. That's what we want. Your best shit, that best energy, we need that tonight, especially on a week like this. We had a lot of people that had a lot going on this week. I have to throw a shout-out to my man Marco, who passed away on Monday, had an accident on the way to work. So definitely shout out to Marco and his family. You know, we praying for y'all. Everyone who's listening in, please feel free to spit whatever type of poetry you want to spit. We are not catering to any type of style. Whatever you like to do, be it freestyle, whether you want to sing a little bit, whether you want to do some erotic poetry, you want to do some social justice, whatever it is that's on your heart to do, please feel free to do so. I'd like to also say, unfortunately, on the event page, Kim won't be there tonight. She has some things going on she needs to take care of. So we still got Taraji on the event page. Shout out to her for taking care of things and stepping in. We definitely appreciate you. So with that being said, we'll go to the first caller here. We have 424 on the mic.
Man, blessings and peace be with you. This is Sincere from Los Angeles.
Hey, what's going on with you, Sincere?
Man, I'm blessed, man. I'm hyped to be here. I wrote this. Man, shout out to DMX's family and anybody else that had been perished and suffering. So you hit it on it right on the spot. He brought it. He brought everything, and nobody could ever deny his lyrical words and the way he rapped his poetry. So shout out to him and his family.
Indeed. Appreciate that. You said you're energized, so you got something for us. You just coming straight out the gate again, like last week. You gonna do it for us again?
Last week, man, I'm hyped, dude. I've been doing. I got my website up. I've been hyped, man. I'm ready.
All right. Well, that's what's up. All right. What's this? That's how you feel. Since we need to get it started off right, I'm gonna go ahead and do like I do. I'm gonna press and mute. The mic is yours.
Renaissance. Renaissance taking me back when life was credited for raw talent that was denied walking through the front doorsteps of white hysteria. Y'all have changed history narrative in order to make room for your shortcomings. You have used us past the normal antics that allowed for anyone to stand for it. However, you just made us more northworthy to the entire world of why, when, where, and whomever calls us fallen. You shall write and spit like it's a brand new bag, heavy strings and bass lines to punch your lights out. That Renaissance, we are what you have known about us. Renaissance man to woman cries under her eyeliners in our suits that made you think about everything you have done to make us iconic. Renaissance, past to present. Sincere from Los Angeles. That's that piece.
Already, man. Look, you definitely painted the picture there. I can see everybody, you know, scatting and everything. Got my man on the horns playing and in the Cotton Club, man. So, yeah, I saw what you were pushing right there, man. Definitely appreciate the vibe coming out the gate. I like coming to, you know, a few of those lines there. Renaissance taking me back to where life was credited. There's a lot of artistry that came out of the Renaissance era. And it was so much that, you know, we didn't really understand as far as what these people had to go through. They were not allowed to go into. And they still made a way. They still made it happen. They still were able to be who they became in the face of this adversity. So it's definitely why I definitely shout out the era, why I'm so affected by this particular era. And I appreciate you taking the time to write about it as well, man. I appreciate that. What's up?
No doubt. I appreciate that. I had to come through. I appreciate it. Nothing but the best for you. Love what you're doing. One love, one mic.
Already. Out the gate, we have my man Sincere shouting out the Renaissance era. So we're going to go to the next caller here. We have 267.
Yeah. What a deal.
What's happening with it? Why don't you let everybody know who we're listening to tonight?
Hey, baby. This is your boy for real, the Poet Douglas, Shebang.
Already. If y'all didn't know,
what
this is the CEO of Epiphany Radio coming through and showing love, gracing the mic tonight. Definitely appreciate you coming through Impressive One, brother.
Hey, man, you know, I'm outside the building, and I thought I'd like to do that, man. I want to salute you on your opening in memory of, man, DMX, my brother, man. I'm feeling it hard, man. And thank you for that.
You know,
man,
it's so hard to pick three I wanted to play tonight, you know, to forget it. I mean, mm-hmm. So many. I got so many songs in here. I might mess around and throw a couple up here and there as we play tonight, but definitely was influenced. You know, I remember, you know, I have such a memory of him coming through and listening to his album. When I had it, I was bumping the hell out that album, man. So it's definitely some nostalgia connected to his first album and going forward from there. So, yeah.
Yeah, man. He had such a presence about himself, man. And from what I understand, he wasn't that tall of a brother, but he carried himself so large, man. I can hear the strength
energy
of his voice.
You know what I mean?
You know, and it'll never dissipate, man. The strength in his voice, I can still feel it, man. And I just love the energy, man. He will be definitely missed. Energy lives on, bro.
Indeed. Just in the songs that I played, man, I know some people are letting me know just they weren't expecting to be hit, you know, emotionally from hearing a DMX song. You know, just didn't realize how much you may have connected to that individual, you know, not based on what he was talking about in those particular songs, but just based on him as a person, the persona he had, the energy he had, the connection that you made to all of that, definitely can create emotion and surprise some people. It definitely hit me to see that he passed on, but to listen to his music after the fact was definitely different, man. So, absolutely.
Right. I feel that.
So now that we've covered all of that, brother, you know, you got to go come and tease everybody and not spit, right?
Hey, man, well, I'm going to do a little something. you know, I'm sappy. I got that sappy stuff, you know. I just left Bible studies a few hours ago, but it's going to be real sappy.
Now, be careful. Just make sure that, you know, you understand when he says sappy, mm-hmm. it's probably sexual in there somewhere. Check it out. I'm going to press mute, and the mic is yours.
Oh, that's how you're going to do me. All right. Thank you, my brother. My pen screams, frustrated. The frustration has been holding in, wanting to release its longs to be set free. My pen screams, the ink from it echoes across streams, touching upon long ago memories of lives, pleasantries, and things. Many are the stories to be told about the love between you and me, life. In between the screams, you can feel what it needs. It yearns to bleed. Love's quill. Love quill makes my pen scream poetically. Living my best life. Taking all that life has to offer. Not asking, wanting, praying, or begging. Just gently bending it over and reaching in with both hands up to my shoulders in the sweetness of life's beehive, allowing it sticky to coat these lips as I taste its honey, parting its golden silkiness, putting my head in it. See, I'm not fucking around in this lifetime with it. I'm going to get mine from life this time. I'm going to fuck the shit out of it. Lay it down, spread the legs of it, go down on it, all the way down in it. Life has so many flavors, and one by one I'm gone, taste it with these lips, suckle it, life's clit, before I stick this man in its entrance. Moan acoustic echoes, if I like it, if she likes it. Pinch the soft mounds of it as I play in it. Hold on to the warm breast of it as life's breath rushes. Talk shit to it. Whose is this life? Tell me how you want it. Tell me how you need it. I want to be in you as the seasons change. Foreplay in the fall, winter, and spring. Traversing your walls, knee deep up to these. Watching snow cascade as it falls. It's winter, and I'm about to come up in it. Life feels so good. I'm about to explode. Planting my seed in it. Life, I'm going to get this motherfucker pregnant. Unload all this protoplasm I've been holding in. Life and I sharing in all these spasms. We both keep having them. The strong as ever orgasms. Volcanic are her eruptions as she's coming. The blood pressure of life rushing. Passions released. The inner walls of life squeezed. Glistened are the veins of me by her slippery. I'm coming and giving her all of me as we proceed in living this life. Making love. Making love, learning to live, living to love, learning to live and love, to love and live, learning to live, love and fuck anything that wasn't included in the of passage. This is my message. Living my best life on a mission and on purpose and living, laughing, and loving life shit. Living, loving life shit. Fuck it. Fucking it. Life. And living my best one. For real.
But that's how we gonna come in with it. All right, so that's the sappy. That's the sappy part.
Yeah, that's sappy part. Sappy. Yeah, that's DMX type of stuff.
All right. Okay. Yeah, because you said you're gently bending life over, sticking your hands into your shoulders. Okay. You trying to put your head in the sticky? You said you'll fuck the shit out of life. You say you want to spread its legs, taste and suckle it, life's clit. You say you want to pinch the soft mouths. You want to be, you want to be in life, like the seasons change. Traverse the walls and be knee deep in it.
Yeah.
Plant your seeds in it. You want to get the motherfucker pregnant.
You're getting carried away, bro.
But my man said it's sappy. All I'm doing is repeating your words. I'm getting carried away. I'm just repeating your words, son.
It's a little sappy.
I'm just telling people again. You know? Obviously. You know what? It's funny that you mentioned Harlequin.
That's a little Harlequin.
Yeah, you definitely with that route with it, brother. You definitely with that route. Ah, shit. Well,
I'm gonna get
imagine the event page is not going to be calling you sappy tonight.
Hey, I'm going to get you one of these days, man. I'm going to really bring some real sap. Watch.
You got to catch me slipping one of these days because I see how you move now. Already. Well, I appreciate you coming through, man. Definitely miss your style, miss hearing you spit, man. So hopefully, you know, you come through next show and grace us again.
I sure will. Thank you, little brother, for what you do within this poetry community, man. Much love, you and the whole Renaissance era. Baby, baby. One love, little brother.
Ready.
Hey, shout out to Sister Taraji and Kim Bell. One love, yo.
Indeed. Already. That's for real, the poet on the mic, showing us some love, spitting that, what he calls sappy piece. Sappy Nasty is what I'll start calling his stuff. Nasty, sappy, sappy, nasty. We're going to go to the next caller. Here we got 216 on the mic.
You got 216 on the mic, and 216 just getting situated here.
Okay. Did we give you a moment?
I'm just going to pull anything up because I was not ready, but you're not ready in order to have something I wanted to do. But I got something on here.
Well, I can come back to you, Mom.
I'll just do it because you already got me. Okay.
All right.
I'm going to do this piece that was oh, it's not even showing up. Okay, I'll come back to me.
All right, I'll come back to you, Mama.
Okay.
All right, we got to come back to Mama. Oh, we're going to go to the next color here. We got 240 on the mic.
Hey, good evening, brother. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you just fine, brother. How you doing today?
All right, I'm good, Keith. What's up, man? How you feeling, man?
Man, I'm straight. I can't complain too much, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You know, much love to DMX, man. That was my boy, man, back in the day. You know? So, yeah, man.
Already.
Sad news, man.
Yeah. We first got the false news late last night and then the confirmation today. So,
yeah.
That's how it moves sometimes.
Yeah, man.
So what you been up to, man? You got any projects going on?
I'm still writing with Inner Child Press, man. We're still doing our, publishing our one book a month. So I think we're on our eighth year now. So yes, it's been a blast, man. You know, writing with artists from all over the world. So I'm still doing that, man.
That's what's up. You know, you want to put that on the event page, man, so people out there might want to get in touch with you.
All right, no problem. I'll do that. I'll do that for sure, man.
All right. So, why don't you let the people know who we have the pleasure of listening to tonight?
Yes, Joe the Broken Mind Dancer. How y'all doing? Good evening, everybody.
An individual who has consistently supported Blog Talk Poetry for the longest time. Definitely got to show some love to Joe for that. Brother definitely comes through and shows love. All these poetry shows, man. It comes through with that fire every time. So definitely shout out to you for that there, brother.
Well, I appreciate that, brother.
Speaking of fire.
Yeah, man.
I'm going to let you get to it, man, because I know you itching over there. Feel it. So I'm going to press mute. The mic is yours.
All right. Okay, so here we go. Napalm 2021, 5 of 30, skin deep. I just overheard a conversation about beauty. Wax on, wax off, and framing faces of how they could be. I was jamming the Strawberry Letter 23. They kept talking over Brothers Johnson. I was frozen like Swanson, dealing with my swan song. What you really want? Hey, yo, wax off, wax on, man. I didn't walk up on them. I was already there. They just started talking. Ever free, ever me, more bang for the knowledge. They continued to debate on who had the better product. I couldn't tell you from which or what. I know I heard something about bees and such. Needless to say, I was definitely enlightened. The prose of those near had my curiosity heightened. I disappeared into the concrete. Upon these eyes, no one would believe what I'd seen. Holistic lovers without injections. They started talking about nail polish, and upon reflection, man, collagen is a protein that provides structure to a body. And every one of them was a motherfucking star to me. The thought of me being surrounded, I started thinking more profoundly. Has 110th Street finally found me? I found nothing weak about the way they sounded. Authoritarian figure, all ear whisperer, hold up, listen here. It was so educational for my kind of ear. There is extensive knowledge required just to look natural. Privy way past their skivvies and the little ways they capture us. It was miraculous, the calculus it takes for them to carry us. We provide the chariots. Real gold and carrot dust and platinum and pollen-filled plants for some. I just let them carry on. My style. It's been a while since I've embraced my style. These queens were straight from the soil of the Nile. I was tempted to pull out my personal nail file. I was invisible to the ritual of trimming eye awnings. Metaphorically speaking, like shades, I was drawn in. Thank God I didn't hear talk about judging tampons. Super eights and disrespect are not a fucking option. Groove into the knowledge that they were unknowingly dropping. Skin deep includes the mood of your cranial login. Beauty is more than just vanity show-stopping. Or a mating ritual for some simple cock-robin, I can be the bull. Or I can be the school. Everybody plays the fool sometimes. A group of queens just blew my mind. I'm awfully close to their private lives, skin deep. I only hope I can dry their eyes when they weep. I've learned to listen more than speak. It's amazing what you can gather if your bucket don't leak. Dear Lila, how do you apply yours? Blush a foundation and exceptionally fine liner. I'd climb her, subconsciously grind her, but this time, in my mind, I could see beauty was more than just skin deep. Sometimes it's just a desire to please, please your mirror or please who's dear to you. Guard your planes. Just know that I'm here for you. For my peace. Thank you.
Definitely a beautiful ode to the sisters, brother. You snapping through this piece here. All these little lines you got, you know. It's funny that I say that you was ready to bring, you know, that kind of fire. You start off with the napalm, the first line there. So, yeah, I see that energy flowing. So, a man said, taking over a Brother Johnson. Give me that line right there with the swan and the swan song, man. Go hit a brother up with that line.
Yeah, well, I just overheard a conversation about beauty, wax on, wax off, and framing faces how they could be. I was jamming the Strawberry Letter 23. They kept talking over Brother Johnson, and I was frozen like Swanson, dealing with my swan song. Man, what you really want?
And yeah, so let me ask you this question, man. Did you write this today? I figured.
No, actually, I didn't. Actually, I didn't. Only thing I wrote today was What You Really Want, because, you know, Brother D.
Okay.
Next, man. That's the only thing I had.
Okay,
so
you
I
fit
had.
It off in there. All right, because I'm saying, man. I'm saying, yeah. You can't be throwing DMX lines out there, you know.
Dang,
you
know,
you're figuring out it had something to do with the day. So, yeah. I see at the
end,
they talk about embracing your style. And, you know, everybody plays the fool sometimes. But I like what you did with the line. Is that you're giving the props of those, the pros of those near. You disappeared into the concrete. I like how you did the line flow, the wordplay, how they all stacked on top of each other. Man, I love the way you spit these words. But again, as I say always, you're saying something when you spit. So you, not only are you clever, not only do you have the wordplay, but you know what you're saying when you spit, man, and you definitely reach us. Appreciate you coming through, man, showing love once again.
Oh, thanks for having me, man. You know, it's a joy and a pleasure, man. I look forward to these Fridays, brother.
Already, definitely appreciate that, man. Yeah, I look forward to it as well. Sometimes we all need that energy, that iron sharpening iron kind of thing, man. I imagine you make a few people want to put the pen down and jot something down on paper when they hear you spit, man. So definitely look forward to seeing
well,
you next
know,
week, man.
Yeah, what I heard before me, man, I was already inspired to write. So yeah, absolutely, man.
Indeed, because for real,
absolutely.
Showing
yeah.
out, you know. You
talking about that
Sappy dude, bringing
man.
Up
yeah.
Renaissance. Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
The nasty
yeah,
Sappy.
Captain Sappy.
That's what we
yeah,
call.
I know him.
Yeah, yeah,
Captain Sappy. I know him, man. I know him. He's a cool brother, man. Captain Sappy. I know that brother.
Yeah, yeah. yeah, he try to be slick with it, but it's all good. It's all good. Definitely appreciate
you
coming through again, man. Look forward to next show and hearing you
absolutely,
spit again.
Bro. Absolutely, bro.
And again, put that on the event page if you haven't already, and we'll check
yeah,
you
we'll
out.
Yeah, we'll do, man. We'll do. All right.
All righty. That's Joe, the Verbal Mind Dancer, coming through to show some love to the show. We're going to go to the next caller. Here we have 540 on the mic.
Well, hello there. How are you?
I am great. How are you today?
This is Lily. I'm good.
That's what's up. That's what's up. You say that again, just so I can make sure Taraji got it. I don't want to get cussed out. I know who.
Yes,
it is. I don't want to get cussed out.
I know you do. It's Mimi. It's Mimi. Just me, the poet.
Already. All right. You got that, Taraji. Don't hit me in the inbox, cussing me out. That's what it is. Definitely appreciate you coming through. I still remember the post that you made when you wrote something. You were so excited, said you needed to spit. You still feel that
yes,
energy?
Sir. I do.
Already, that's what I'm talking about. I also know DMX is your boy.
Yes, yes, and I'm struggling tonight. I'm going to just keep it real. I'm an empath. If y'all remember the piece I did on the last show, it's like I've already dealt with so much loss, and this one felt like just another one, you know? So I'm struggling, I won't lie. But I didn't want to dwell on it. I wrote about it earlier, but that's not what I'm spitting tonight. Tonight I'm going to stick with my heart and do the one that I posted about originally.
Indeed. That's what's up. That's what's up. I'm glad you feel that way. Definitely why I didn't want to not do the show. And definitely why I didn't want to not include him, because either way, I got to speak on my boy. I got to say something about him.
Absolutely.
But we still got to, you know, we still got to do what we got to do. So I'm glad that you came through and pressed one. I'm looking forward to hear what you got to say, so I'm going to press mute. The mic is yours.
Thank you. I know you're muted, but I do want to say that I'm especially grateful for your platform, because this is the first poem that I've written probably 2 or 3 years, and it's the first time I'm spitting it tonight. So this one is called The Speed of Light. If you ever want to witness the speed of light, follow a black woman down a busy street. For maximum visibility, have her wear anything in which she feels comfortable. Tight and sexy will bring about this phenomenon without question. Big booties and wide hips pretty much guarantee results, but chances are just as great in t-shirts, sweatpants, and sneakers. Then wait for men to see her. Oh, they will. Because to them, she is only an object for their admiration. Whatever she is wearing is solely for their attention, not because she likes it. not because the fabric feels good against her skin, not because it was the only clean thing in her closet, but because it makes his thoughts dirty. He will notice everything she has on except earbuds or headphones, ignoring the obvious signs that she just wants to be left alone, because any woman wearing or doing anything must desire a response from men. Therefore, they are not only permitted, but then they're obligated to give one. So be patient. And if Corona is preventing outdoor observation, no problem. You can also witness it in these social media streets, or at least behind DM doors. Ask a woman who trusts you to allow you a glimpse of hers. It may not look like yours. However, it will look like those of many other women, because this is a shared experience. Most of us can relate. This might be the more effective method, because you won't even have to wait and you will inevitably understand. See, it takes light 1 second to travel across the earth 7 times and back. But most sisters have gone from beautiful to bitch in less time than that, simply because we didn't respond. Or our response wasn't what they wanted to hear, so we go from being desired to being degraded, taunted with fear, from fine to fat. From I want you to, well, then fuck you. Faster than a speeding bullet, and not enough men wear capes. Too many enjoy being villains when women dare to not choose them, and the rest don't say a word. Separate themselves as not one of that herd. Only boys do that. Those ain't men. But brother, those are your friends. You're just too afraid to check them, so you're just as guilty too. We feel no safer around you, despite proclaiming yourself one of the nice guys. Different version of the same damn lie. It takes 8 minutes and 17 seconds for light from the sun to reach earth. But men are even faster to question your worth when you know the difference between genuine interest and thirst. I am one of the sisters who know, who carries internal scars from verbal blows, who has learned that the bark can be as harmful as the bite, because I've had encounters with men turn dark faster than the speed of light. And that's that piece.
Well, damn. Say, it's been a minute. You've let it on out on our ass.
Yeah.
I try my best.
That's what I'm talking about. Hey, man, look here. Look here. I'm listening to the piece. I'm trying to initially seeing where you're going, you're talking about, you know, if you ever want to see, you know, the black woman, watch her in whatever she's wearing, you know, men are going to be paying attention. So I'm gathering, you know, what you're saying there. But then, ooh, you slapped across the head with the, you know, going how quick it goes from, you know, beautiful to bitch. You know, I'm like,
yeah.
You know, damn, she hit us with the speed right there. Hit us with the speed. Corona ain't stopping shit. Corona ain't stopping shit. So I definitely caught that. But if you could give me this one line right back, because it just deserves to be repeated. The seconds from the sun to reach Earth.
Mm-hmm. It says, it takes 8 minutes and 17 seconds for light from the sun to reach Earth. But men are even faster to question your worth when you know the difference between genuine interest and thirst.
That's some shit right there. That's some
that
shit.
Is, right?
You break it down like that. That's some shit right there. But let's take it a little further. Let's go and take the slap a little further over down here, brother. those ain't men, but those are your friends. Ooh. Oh,
yeah.
Shit. You're afraid to check
them. Version of the same
you don't
line.
Feel safe around you. Oh, I'm just like, I felt this piece here. You went on in on
Thank
it.
Thank you.
And, brother, if you're upset, listen to the piece. You might want to check yourself. That's all
Hello.
I got to say.
Hello.
I, say.
I appreciate you.
Already. I appreciate you coming through and gracing us with a piece that nobody's heard. You got to be feeling all good and stuff. because, you know, I love exclusive shit. I love exclusive shit.
Absolutely. You'll always get my exclusive.
Nobody's bit. See, all right, don't play with me because I'll call you out now. If I'm here somewhere else before, I'm going to call you out.
Uh-uh.
Don't play with me.
You will always get my exclusive because your show and the help of my mentor helped me to write again. Real talk. So I really, really, really appreciate you.
Yeah, that's what's up. I love to hear that because, again, that's, you know, one of the main reasons I came back because I miss this type of show. You know, the shows
Absolutely.
That were out there just weren't pulling me. So I miss this type of show. So
yep.
I said, you know what, I'm going to do what I can. And luckily and I'm grateful that people feel the same way and they come through and share. So I thank you
Absolutely.
Again for coming through and showing love to the show. It's been that piece. I loved it. I'm very thankful for you. And hopefully get to hear you next show.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Already. That was Mimi coming through, smacking the brothers across the face a couple of times. I'm going to go to the next caller. We got 15 minutes before we hit the break, the music break. We'll come back with Host Spit, and then we'll resume the callers. But right now we're going to bring in Mama O, who should be ready now.
Okay,
216.
Yeah, I'm ready. 216,
right? Oh,
can
yes.
Hear me?
I can
okay.
hear you just fine, Mama.
This time you got a choice. You want to hear about the first love, another poet fell in love with me on Facebook that I never met back in 2013, a beautiful poem called Male Bard Meets Female Bard. Or do you want to hear the poem about Nothing Not Do Us, about the survival of our race? Which one you want to hear? The love poem
oh,
or the survival
poem? I want to hear some. I would hear some gangster granny. Let me hear about the race.
Okay. Nothing not do us. Half-stepping, tail-dragging, lacking and slacking is the reason for the confusion that keeps us losing. Empowered by the power that gives strength to the winners as we smite down inbred demons and lift up the finishers. We are not warmongers, yet we fight for our inheritance. Our strength cometh from the peaceful hills. We cannot be moved by arrogance. From our proud history, we draw stamina. On principles, we stand, not ignorance. Not all who look like us bear our fellow man. Enough said, enough said. Word to the wise, be sufficient. If not, your brain may be deficient. There are those amongst us who are programmed and cloned, prone to hate their own and love to oppose those who they suppose would remove the evil one from the throne. They who have been indoctrinated so long, they strongly hold on to wrong. And if you hear their song, they sing of our demise. Don't want to see us thrive as they conspire with the liars to see us expire. Our God has not retired. He said the devil is a liar. And once again, as in the beginning, we shall survive. And I inclined my ear so I can hear clear. It has been spoken. Even in Patois, he said, nothing not do us. And I believe him. From all we have endured, and it has been proven that nothing not do us. Into peace.
That's what I'm talking about. I need to get this line back because I loved how you spit it. So the stanza where you said programmed and prone to hate our own, I need just that little stanza right there. The right after that line, programmed and prone to hate our own.
The word to the wise should be sufficient. If not, your brain may be deficient. There are those amongst us, those who are programmed and cloned, prone to hate their own and love to oppose those who they suppose would remove the evil one from the throne.
Love how you did that line. That is dope. Love how that came off. Definitely. Loved hearing that piece. You went through on this piece and said a whole lot of things. They sing of our demise. You said our God is not retired. He said the devil is a liar. I inclined my ear so I can hear. Like, you snapping in this piece, my bro. Loved it. Loved it.
Thank you. I got my granddaughter on the phone. She's listening. She's going to come on next week, she said. She's listening to see what the poets are giving her inspiration today.
What? No way. Can I say something now?
Yeah, you can say something.
Thank you for inviting me, because actually these last two poems that I heard, including yours, I have one that's kind of.
But tell introduce yourself. Tell the host, Brother Eric, who you are.
Okay. My name is Erica. And I've been keeping things to myself, kind of like I write here and there. But actually, I may have something if you have time whenever you do. It's just something to kind of like follow the theme of what I've already heard so far. You know what
I
mean?
I'm excited that you're inclined to spit right now. So if you feel it, yeah, we got time. Go ahead and spit. Go ahead, do your thing. I'm going to press mute again. And the mic is yours.
Okay. this is about, is this about a relationship I was in a while back? And so it doesn't have a name, but it starts off saying, I see you as a god, but you relate with the animals. I don't have the space for what may take an antelope. And I sponge the life you live, because I can't shrink before a giant. Will he take me with a leap, a scope for me so he can really see? But instead, what gifts you plan to give to me? He asks for more than being. And I choke. How much is the pollen substance? I have a thing for bees. He says, this here will cost your health. Plenty vital there, I see. And if I wager that, then wealth is all you need. I ask myself, well, how is that? Be sure to understand. I thought I could wish for myself a very lucky man. By now, I should know more of a chance you'd be what life really needs. What I have for us was like the note that reads, there is no turning back. Please sow another seed. If you don't believe in us, stay broken. Don't proceed. Or seek God. I am the source you need. After all, you're not so small. You're really a queen. And then that's it.
Whoa, snap.
Oh, shit. Hold on. We got to bring you right on back in. Hold on. You can't just walk out like that. I need you to go ahead and go back. To this line here, I want to hear it again. When you said there's no turning back. The last stanza, I need to hear that one more again.
Okay, so the last stanza. Okay. More of a chance. Okay. Well, I think the whole part is said.
You said there's no turning back.
I thought I could wish for myself a very lucky man. By now, I should know more of a chance you'd be what life really needs. What I have for us was like the note that reads, there is no turning back. Please sow another seed. If you don't believe in us, stay broken. Don't proceed. Or seek the God I am, the source you need. After all, you're not so small. You're really a queen.
Well,
I'm sorry, Mama O. I got to go on and say it the way I said it. You better motherfucking spit. I'm sorry, I got to say it like that. Look, she said some knowledge right there. Go ahead then. Yeah.
Look, I didn't even know. She just came to me with it tonight. This is my little granddaughter. And I ain't even know she got it like that. She told me tonight. Then she chickened out and said she's going to wait till next week, and then she come with the bomb. Okay.
Yeah, I see. Hey, running the family. I like that. You're going to sneak it off in there, though, with the last stanza. Okay. I dig it.
Thank you.
I like it. I definitely like. Thank you for coming through. I'm glad you felt inclined to spit the piece. I definitely enjoyed it. Hopefully you'll come back again with Mama O or on your own. Definitely welcome.
Thank you so much.
Already.
Wow.
All right, Mama O, I see. I see how it is, Mama.
Okay.
Oh, thank you. Is there a lot of people on tonight?
Yeah,
we got a lot of people on. We're going to go to the next callers here, but I definitely appreciate you coming through. And hopefully you continue to listen to the show. Maybe you'll get some more inspiring.
Okay.
Indeed. That was Mama O and Erica coming through and doing that thing for us. We're going to go to the next caller here before we go to break. We have another 540 on the mic.
Hey, how's it going, Keith Eric?
Hey, I'm great, man. How you doing? Let everybody know who we have on the mic tonight.
Miss Automatic Charismatic.
Automatic Charismatic. What's going on, brother? Been a minute.
Yeah, man. You know what? I'm glad that you started the show off with DMX. Man, I support you, man. I love what you do, man. When you bring that fire on the show. You know, I told you that a lot of times. You know,
I definitely appreciate that, man. Appreciate you enjoying the intro. Normally, I have my Renaissance poetry, a Renaissance rap that brings in the show, but you know, I went ahead and gave that to DMX tonight. Gave him all three spots, show him some love. So I'm glad that other people picked up on that and appreciated that. How have you enjoyed the show so far, brother?
Oh, great, man! Poetry is, it's something I love. Truly much. And people don't know that DMX is a poet too. He was on the poetry thing.
Yep.
He talked about the industry.
Yes, indeed. You know? The man was a man of many talents, you know, definitely.
Yes.
One of those brothers we're going to miss.
Active, rapper, activist. They don't know that was the activist song.
Absolutely.
They don't know who we be.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm a freestyler.
So you know, I understand you probably got some things on your mind that you want to get off. So
yeah,
you know, you're gonna be the one to bring us into the break. So I'm going to let you do it.
I'm
going to press mute. The mic is yours. All right. Well, shit. I'm going to hold you to it.
DMX.
Press mute. The mic is yours, brother.
All right. I'm going to do it. This is dedicated to DMX. And I'm going to call this freestyle, When I See You Again. I'm talking about DMX, baby. When I see you again. Showing all the love, baby. When I see you again, you've been around the world. And when I see you again, I guess, said one more time when you were on the stage. And then you blessed the mic because you weren't afraid. I guess things just got so tough. Shit, I guess believe things just get rough. Sometimes you got to take an antidepressant just to go ahead and mellow down. Put on home and know how. They think because you got money that you're so happy, but they don't know how life is just going to be so nasty. It's so hard. They say, Earl, your turn. It's your turn to make the reaction. It's your turn to get on the mic and be with so many fans watching you, Yonkers, called your name out. So this is you for the rough ride. When the flavor starts, baby, when I see you again. Talking about DMX, baby, when I see you again. So much of a long road, when I see you again. Those roads will I cross but you so real that you want never false. Dog of reality is like one bite. See, we could be vicious and ambitious. Dog's yard. You willing to come over? The playground. Lyrically, loving the sound. I gave you a tear, and I give you a bite back. Dog's reaction, where my dog's at. You can follow all and right in the community. Stand in unity like Rough Riders did. Yeah, I remember that. Like, what y'all really want, like EVE would say. You had the locks. You came after Death Jam. Every breath. Can you hear the fans? They're shouting your name. Oh, you going to take your spirit back to Yonkers. You made a song about your grandmother. Oh, she was very proud. You know, I just wanted to say aloud, baby, when I see you again, always got love for ya. When I see you again, you be exploding on the mic. When I see you again, just like when the roads cross. Just like when you touch the mic. Just like when everybody heard you again. Just like when you were on show. One expression at a time. One love at a time. Your breath touching the mic. It was your time, Earl. It was your time. And I'm not here to judge you. Because I never know what type of life what you were going through and how the industry was so poisoned to you. I guess you were rocking one day with Aaliyah, and I guess you see her again. It's been a long road. It's been a long drive, my friend. But I just want to know when these roads meet up again. I just want to know when I see you again. Mr. Automatic Charismatic, Lyrical Engine, Think is in, Morning, Up and Dry.
Hey, man, appreciate you coming through and showing love to DMX like that, especially the line about Aaliyah there and them seeing each other again. It's a lot of people have been talking about that recently. You know, it's a sad thing to have his passing under those circumstances. We're all going to miss him. And obviously he impacted us in a lot of ways. And it shows in your particular freestyle here that you obviously were impacted by him as well. So I appreciate you listening to the show, man, and showing love. We're going to go ahead and go to the break.
The platform,
hopefully you continue
brother.
To listen, man. Hope you continue to listen to the show and enjoy the rest of the poets. But we're going to go to this break right quick. We come back with host Spit, and we'll start the calls back up right after that.
I just want to say one thing. You know, you're still the coolest brother on that be doing them shows, man. You know, you got up his ass about you, man. You know, I know how ladies feel about you. You know, you got that pizzazz. You know, I know women probably be like, "Oh, Keith,
I can't speak to none of that, there, brother. Probably. So we're gonna go ahead and go to break. While you try to stop the shit right quick, we'll go ahead and go to break. We're gonna put you on mute, brother. Yeah. So y'all listening to Epiphany Radio. The Real Entertainment Network, and we'll be right back.
Me and Eric B was cooling at the Palladium, seen an old world cover girl. I said, "Hey lady, I'm sorry if you're in a rush. Don't let me hold you up or intervene or interrupt. You got the look, I wanna get to know you better. I had to let her know, but yo, I didn't sweat her. Cause if you would've seen what I was saying, almost looked Korean, but European. When she spoke, her accent was self-explanatory. Even her body language told a story. Her name was Mahogany, twin's name was Ebony. I said, my name is Ra, and this is Eric B. Since the music was loud, I said, let's take a walk, so we could talk and see New York. Showtime didn't start until 1 o'clock, but once I entered your mind, I wouldn't want to stop. Caress your thoughts till we was thinking the same. Calm your nerves, massage your brain. Each moment's a mineral, poetry, protein, versus the vitamin effects like codeine. Then tell me how you feel when I reveal a pill that I heal your pain. Cause I'm real, she must have OD'd cause she couldn't resist. She spoke slowly when she told me this. She said, over me, I'm going crazy. She rubbed me on my chest and called me Mr. Sexy. She said she want my kids and help me make my next G. Tell me I ain't finesse Mahogany. So I prescribed her something to revive her surprise. She's liver and much more wiser from the light I shine when the brain cells spark. Constantly so she can glow in the dark. Then soon you can represent the moon. As long as I keep you in tune, I'll tell you who you are and why you're here. Take it inside cause it might take a year. It's funny how time flies when you're having fun. We got close and it was almost one. She kissed me slow, but you know how far a kiss can go. Fuck around and miss the show. So I told her the whole lap thought real tight. We could finish what we left off later on tonight. Back to the scene of the crime on time. As they introduced the fiend of a rhyme, she stood in the crowd with a bird's eye view of me, thinking of later on of what she could do to me. The back of the room, I could see her eyes gloom, patient but hoping that the show was over soon. As the place was ripped in half, she made her way to the front row. So I said, let's go. I packed my mic as they screamed for an encore. The speakers was blown, plus my mic was sore. Besides, I got places to go, ladies to see. And she could tell me how crazy she was over me. We drove off, she said she liked the way that I performed, and couldn't wait to get soft and warm. I said, I was watching you, watching me. Looks I received made it hard to MC. I could take a hit, so I knew that she wanted my agony, agony, agony in her body. Showed her some sights, then I took her to the condo. She was piping hot, but I kept my calm, so she asked how come I don't smile. I said, everything's fine, but I'm in a New York state of mind. As we reached the kingdom, she said, bring some champagne, she'll entertain, then sing some sentimental songs real gentle. It hit the spot, and you know where it went to. As we embraced, I felt the heart pumping. I knew she was in the mood for something, so I laid on my back and relaxed. It wasn't a perillon that made her collapse over me. She was going crazy. She rubbed me on my chest and called me Mr. Sexy. She said she want my kids and help me make my next G. Tell me I ain't finesse Mahogany.
met a few. None of them compare to you, preparing you to make fruit bearable. Something terrible, blessy. You fruitful, beautiful, smart, lovable, huggable, doable like art, suitable to be part of my life. Copper tone, owe you copyright infringement. Pay you business 10 cents. Way back in the day, it's like I'm standing there, you know, appreciating God's design. And then you showed up, it's like you read my mind. Damn, she's fun. I think I add the R-E in front of that and see if she needs to get with a cat like me.
I like the way you walk. I like the way you walk. I like the way you walk. Pretty feet, big and new, open toe shoe. Ooh, no limits on what I would do. Make love to you like long interview. Woo, miss it for real, me like you. Good look, champion, win the title. One show, many men try to invite you. Shot down lyric each time they cite you.
Come on,
sure. What man you get on inside do? Did it walk away and just let you pass through?
Yes, yes.
Can't be our next one like you. Famous like things made by DJ Klo. I tighten up my game as I approach you. Yo, check her, she the next to the B, get close to.
Don't get many compliments, but I am confident. Used to have a complex about getting too complex. You got me willing to try. Look me in the eye, my head is still in the sky. Said you walked on by. I'm feeling high, got my imagination flickering like hot flames. That's how it seems. You make me wanna ride the coal train to a love supreme. My brown native creates environments for happy brown baby. I know it sounds crazy, but your skin's the inspiration for cocoa butter. You provoke a brother. We should get to know one another. I discover when I bring you through, my people say true. All I can say is all praise due. I thank God for a beauty like you.
Brown skin lady.
Yeah.
Like a thousand times, I'm like the stars falling out the sky. Big moves, block waist get close. Make it green get smoke, make it cat get stroke. Me and Slay make the track get dope. We stay set in place in the race, now let's go.
Come on, baby, won't you give it to me? Come on, baby, won't you give it to me? Make it hot, baby.
To the foe. Brooklyn is running the show. Let them know from my scramblers, my gamblers, my dirty money handlers, my jugglers, my hustlers, professional or amateur. Woo.
Give it to me.
Come on.
Give it to me.
What?
Give it to me.
I got to get it all. You got to get involved. You ain't got it to give. You got to get along.
Give it to me.
Come on.
Give it to me.
What?
Give it to me.
Yeah, and if you holdin' it, I make you let go of it. And I'ma get it till my getting days is over with. And why not, love? Look what you got, love. You get me all charged up, except me to stop, what? Come on, mommy, why you playing with me? Fix your face, round your waist, face, stay with me.
Won't you give it to me? Come on, baby, won't you give it to me? Make it hot, make it cold to be.
Time will bring the real end of our trial. One day there'll be no remnants, no trace, no residual feelings within you. One day you won't remember me.
It was all for the best. Setting you free was the remedy from what ails me, ails us, removes us from this rut, this inability to move. Not even moves, made in silence, just silence. And only nights in one another's presence wasn't about love. The love was present. Being in love, however, was transparent, invisible to the eye. Not even our souls could feel it, but our souls would cry. In the face of our mediocrity, I failed to see the grasping of happiness, the remedy. I have to set you free. No, not so you can come back to me, but so you can also be free of the burden of trying to make me smile. Should be effortless. Our love effervescent, reflected in one another's reflections instead of neglected things to be corrected. Conversations unremembered or butchered and dissected for the purposes of finger pointing in opposite directions. The remedy, letting go of false hopes that something out of nothing could grow. But what can grow in the place of nothing is mold on top of old memories, fallacies we see in rose-tinted dichotomies, actually believing our theories could coexist while on opposite sides like Big Bang and creationism, forgetting all we needed was a space that we created for her and him. Time, although infinite, we somehow ran out of it. We tried and tried. My patience has been tried, replaced by the fury of a hung jury during our trial of love. At this point, there's no need to place blame in order to end this. No conviction verdict, just hammer the gavel because our case is dismissed. What's the remedy? I have to set you free. Why? sadly, it's the only thing we haven't tried.
Time will bring the real end of our trial. One day there'll be no remnants, no trace, no residual feelings within you. One day you won't remember me.
Renaissance. And we're back. This is Renaissance Poetry. That was host Spit. We're coming through with the piece that I posted earlier this week called The Remedy. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Again, if you were listening in earlier, you know that Kimbrella is down. She got some things she got to take care of, so she won't be in tonight. We got Taraji on the event page doing a great job. We definitely appreciate you. And at any point, if you want to get in here, let me know, because we all miss your spit, Taraji. Yes, I called you right. I'm going to keep doing it, too. All right. That being said, we're going to go to the next caller. Here we got 773 on the mic.
Hey.
Well, what's going on?
You know, same old, same old.
Same old, same old. I hear you. Why don't you let everybody know who we have on the mic today?
This is Jamie, the artist. I wrote something new for y'all. Brand new. I just finished it today, although I might go back and, like, tweak it and add some more. I know the last time we talked, I told you I was just kind of having, like, writer's block and just not feeling, you know. But then I just kind of just sat back and did some shadow work within myself, and I'm just like, I just realized I have a problem with being even transparent with myself sometimes. So, but I don't know. I was just meditating, and then, like, I guess Spirit told me, I guess it's time to talk about this. So I decided to write about it and share it. I'm going to do a video for it as well when I feel like it's ready. But, yeah, I did want to share what I have so far, though.
That's what's up. The shadow work is important, and I'm glad that you feel inclined to come through and also share with us tonight, even before you finalize the video and all the other stuff you like to do. So, again, definitely appreciate it. It's been a minute since we get to hear you, since we had an opportunity to hear you. So definitely glad that you pressed one and came to share tonight. So I'm going to press mute, and the mic is yours.
Okay. I don't want to talk about it. I said I don't want to talk about how I'm in denial, no doubt. But what else would you have me do? Find a rooftop and shout about it? I hate that it happened. Obviously, I blame myself. But what else can you do when you're lonely and you have no help? Maybe I was too welcoming or mistook your compliments as signs of reckoning, itemizing my features as snacks. Is that why you treated me like a community vending machine, like hands pressed against the glass, wide eyes, heavy breathing, mouth leaking, trying to sink your teeth in, figuring if you pushed enough buttons, then maybe something will drop, or reaching your hand up the slot, grabbing at the snacks on the bottom dispensary that were just out of reach, claiming herbs and liquid courage has brought you to a peak, rocking, tilting, grunting, thrusting, still unable to loosen nothing. Frustration, impatient, aggravation, contemplation, pacing. Why won't you stop touching me? No means no. Now go. But you don't leave, not until you've made a body pillow out of me, intentionally touching every part of me, but forcefully pardon me, held in position, arms twisted while bargaining, offering my freedom in exchange for your release, telling me that it's something I need, demanding that I relax, forced face down, immobile, while you anchor yourself on my back, legs spread. Stop. Get off me. So I begged and asked why, saying please, while wondering, is this really happening? Is he about to rape me? Panicking as my brain shuts down on me, anxiety sets in and it's overtaken. Fine, just take it if it'll get you off of me. building a false sense of alliance while hoping you ease up with compliance. I never stopped trying and trying, and even when I wanted to scream, I told myself, just be quiet, afraid to anger or escalate, because I'm in no position to negotiate, and who would believe me anyway? Catching glimpses of you over my shoulder, listening to you justify your actions, laughing, telling me I'm too uptight, waiting for God to intervene, or is he just gonna let this happen tonight, holding me down so I can't fight, pulled back, forcing me to take it, a pure sign of desperation, proclaiming this is the end result of a lengthy admiration, and is this your celebration? I never felt so helpless and weak. I hated myself for weeks because I just couldn't believe how could you fail and still succeed. But I don't want to talk about it. I said I don't want to talk about how you've turned my quiet nights into riots and fights, disarming my confidence, making me nauseous and self-conscious from the sound of a compliment. My safe space is violated and stained from this nightmare etched in my brain, fighting to maintain, but I'm still haunted by your presence that shuffles and repeats as your phantom hand still creeps, nudging my retention to stand at attention, orchestrating the theater of my mind like I haven't already seen it 100 times, manhandled, mishandled, misinterpreted, misunderstandings, and I'm not understanding, so I can't focus. But I try to keep it together so that nobody notices that I'm broken, confused, and conflicted, and you did this. Now I'm on guard, defensive, ready to box the win on the off chance that it's you again, because you're still touching me in my thoughts. Self-esteem and sensory. I need a hug and some encouraging, but I don't want nobody to touch me. I can't relax. I can't sleep. I just want to bury this deep in my subconscious so I don't have to tiptoe in my own apartment or trick myself into sleeping in my own bed or entertain these revolving thoughts of wishing that I was dead. I don't want to talk about it. I said I don't want to talk about it. In peace.
Got my hand over my mouth here. If you didn't go all the way in and open up to us with this powerful piece here, oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Wow. Why won't you stop touching me? No means no. Arms twisted, offering my freedom in exchange of your release. Oh, my gosh, the wordplay. But the fact that you were able to share something. If you wouldn't mind, the vending machine, if you could just give me a piece of that stanza there, because that is genius.
How would you find it?
Treated me like a community vending machine.
Okay, I get it. Maybe I was too welcoming or mistook your compliments as signs of reckoning, itemizing my features as snacks. Is that why you treated me like the community vending machine, like hands pressed against the glass, wide eyes, heavy breathing, mouth leaking, trying to sink your teeth in?
Look. Yeah, yeah. You keep on going because when you got to the part where you talk about it dropping, look, it's very, very clever that you can write this way to talk about something as tragic as this is. To be able to bring it to a platform in this way. And paint the picture in the way that you did. is just absolute genius, the way that you wrote this piece. And I commend you for having the courage to spit this particular piece. And I myself look forward to the video that you end up dropping, because this here is an amazing poem.
Yeah, it'll probably just be like the audio of it. I was just going to post the words, but Spirit told me to do a video, and I'm like, I don't want, you know, I'm just such a private person, and when I went through this, I only told like a handful of people, because I'm like, I don't want to, you know, it's a lot of like red tape involving it. Well, I feel like it is, because I'm just like, I don't like people in my business like that. But
no, I can dig it. But it's definitely a piece that inspires others. It's a piece that can help make it easier for other people to have a voice. Or you may be able just to speak for the people who cannot speak for themselves. And that's, you know, another thing about poetry that allows us to be the mouthpiece for others.
Yeah, somebody else mentioned it. I'm just like, I'm not trying to be nobody's hero. I'm just trying to live my life. I don't want to be,
inadvertently, when you have talent, inadvertently, you become more than you expected.
Yeah, it's a lot of responsibility. I don't know if I want
it. It is. Hey, just like I said, the Spider-Man having a pen, it's a great responsibility. Having a great pen requires great responsibility. So there you have it. You write like this, people are going to gravitate towards you. Get used to it. You cannot write this good and expect for people not to come to you. So you just going to have to deal with it. You're going to have to grow into it, ma'am. You can't be this good and think you're going to just sit in the corner. You're going to come find you. You're going to shine a light in your corner.
You're going to
come find you. They go come find it. That's all right. You can like the corner. They're just going to come sit next to you in the corner. They're going to come. All I'm saying. But thank you for coming through tonight. I'm glad that you felt that you could share this piece on the show. And, again, I look forward to the video whenever you do it. Jamie Ortiz, thank you. We will go to the next caller. I appreciate you once again for coming through.
Thank you.
All right, we have the next caller here. We have 661. On the mic.
Feel the vibe.
There certainly is a vibe tonight, brother. How you doing?
I don't know. I'm feeling some sort of way.
Yeah.
You know. Wow.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, may DMX rest in eternal spirit. Y'all gonna make me lose my mind up in here. Anyway.
Indeed.
Man. So, I don't know, man. I'm just like, are these last two, the last couple of poems make me want to say, I don't know. Man. Next time, brother, I'm going to have to, next time, maybe in the next show, I'm going to play the drums, because usually drumming is a form of communication, is also a form of healing and stuff. And listen to some of the poems and stuff, you know, drumming is one of the greatest forms of healing and expression. So, but anyway, I don't know what I'm going to do. I do not know what I'm going to do. Actually, I got it. Since we're talking about the last show, I'm going to do another nasty-ass erotic piece.
Hey, whatever you feel, brother, whatever you feel, man. This platform is for everybody, so. If that's how you feel, I'm going to press mute. The mic is yours.
Yeah, this is one of my signature erotic pieces, so get it off. Set it off. I'm about to break this off. Baby, what you doing? Let's take them clothes off. Allow me to cater your needs. You see, I want to hear you scream like Times Square during the New Year's ball drop. Allow me to thicken your plot. And allow me to squeeze your charmer like Mr. Whipple, your luscious body undeniably suckling your nipples, hard like life is doing time, as old Pine on doing you. Your moans are like wind chimes singing impromptu tunes, snapping, cracking, as the booty clapper break beats bang bed frames while blankets tossed on the floor. You taste so rich, baby, I want to give you to the poor. But this affair is not to be shared. Exclusively, I soak these shivers to help you quiver like Robin. How does it feel? I'm no fool. You like it extra long and extra thick, like the sky is blue. Smooth tripping got you flipping up topside. It's time to take that ride on my generic thesaurus and have you write 500-word essay 69 times of the way we engage in foreplay. Sit on a dock of the bay with my head between your legs, and I'm slurping on you like a Slurpee from 7-Eleven. Oh, thank heaven. You got that good shit that got me pussy whipped like Miracle with full lipstick kiss, body licks, and a salad toss. And you becoming my boss like Diana, and you got me down and dirty digging your artifacts as if my name's Indiana, Jones you to your bones. Call me T-Mobile, baby. Allow me those free nights and weekends to roam your skin tone. All alone, seeds about to be sown. As tempos increase speed, as these emotions are set to run free, friskily and briskly. The pile of anointing is fed, adrenaline rush and heavy breaths and eyes bloodshot red. Compliment their spiritual communion through flesh, so now we rest. And return engagement is about to be set as we make another pretty mess between the sheets and have them soaking fucking wet. As we perceive a more sexy stage show featuring you and me, and it's good. Ooh, shit, it is good as it gets. And so it is.
Okay. All right. Say, so get it off, set it off. I'm about to break it off. Okay. Want to hear you scream like New Year's Eve time drop. All right.
Times Square doing New Year's Eve ball drop.
Hard like doing time. Okay. Okay. You taste so rich, I'm going to give you to the poor. You just dropping lines here. 500-word essay 69 times. My man says 7-Eleven, oh, thank heaven. All right, brother. I see what you did there. You got the slickness in. You weren't being sappy, though. You was just straight nasty with yours, I see.
I won't go there, man. But, yeah, it was – I got to get a little raw with it, raw and nasty with it and shit. Y'all manipulate. Y'all bad influence on me. Y'all a major bad influence on me. I'm supposed to be like Brother Malcolm, like he said, but I'm getting all nasty and stuff. Like, I don't know.
Nah, that sounded like you was ready to me. That's what it sounded like. It sounded like you was ready to come through to me. You weren't influenced. You was the influencer. You probably going to try to get some other people to spit that tonight. You trying to start shit tonight. That's what it sounded like to me. Trying to blame.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. You know how that goes, man. Every time when somebody does it, everybody starts doing the rock.
Yeah, you know, sometimes it happens like that. Sometimes people follow the flow. Some people do their own thing. You know, it is what it is. But, you know, I always appreciate,
absolutely,
you know, the energy that everybody has when they come through genuinely to do what they do. And you did that tonight, man. You had that energy. I enjoyed hearing that piece. I thank you for coming through with your particular vibe.
Yeah, appreciate it.
And showing love to yourself.
Real quickly, tomorrow night, I'm hoping that you guys will come through. Spellcast Open Mic Expressions, featuring myself, Brother Kwamel, who's celebrating a birthday on Sunday, and Tasha Set, you know, on Zoom. Please come through, represent, and hopefully I'm going to talk to you for real, maybe get a little reunion for Wednesday Night Vibe, but that's, you know, still thinking about it, but we'll see what happens. But in the meantime, Renaissance Poet, Brother Keith, appreciate you. I'm out. Feel the vibe.
Hey, that's what's up, man. I definitely appreciate you coming through again. Put that information on the event page, if you don't mind, so people can get a chance to check you out. All right. That's the brother. Rob Nasty Poetry Morrow coming through and doing his piece tonight. All right, we'll go to the next caller. Here we got 410 on the mic.
Hey, Keith. It's Jody, a.k.a. Rain.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
Man, I'm great. I'm enjoying the show. All the different energies coming through, the great poetry I've been hearing, whether it's melancholy, whether it's erotic, whether it's upbeat, you know, people are bringing that really good energy in here and sharing with us, and I've definitely enjoyed that tonight.
Me as well. Definitely some depth. Really enjoyed the show. I'm definitely not keeping the erotic going tonight. I did the thing. I did the thing.
Uh-oh, you got it. So you unleashed that new tonight too, huh?
Doing something new, and I actually wrote it today, so it's very rough. But I just, you know, like I said, I needed to get it done with so I can move on. So
that's what's up. It is
what it is.
Glad you finally were able to finish this particular piece. I know it was sitting on your heart to get it out, so I'm not gonna hold you up. I'm gonna let you get to it. So I'm gonna press mute. The mic is yours.
Thank you. I fucking detest white people. Or at least I did. Yep, you heard me right. Me, the woman with the whitewashed skin, blue-gray eyes, and blonde hair, had the audacity to hate those that look like me. Maybe I should rewind a bit. Bear with me as I take you on a little trip. I can't say this piece is going to wax poetic per se or be metaphoric in nature, but I'm going to pack all this emotional baggage into one piece so I can find peace once I release and then get back to writing erotica because that comes easy. With that said, where do I begin? Perhaps my journey to discovering my identity. When I was born in 74 and moved 9 times by the age of 9, never had to keep any friends I made, we were packing up and moving again. No wonder it's so easy to walk away from people that don't serve me. Back to the story, see. Mama was single, no high school diploma or GED, making ends meet, and we were always scraping by. And well, Papa, he was a rolling stone, and alternate weekends were his time with me, but I often found myself with bags packed on the porch waiting. And of course, he was a no-show again, shamelessly. I learned early that life was unpredictable, that I was not worthy, people can't be trusted, and don't get too comfortable because change is coming. Never if, but when. And not the change that I'd be chasing, not the change the Sam sang about, which reminds me. I remember I had a crush on a boy named Kenny in the 5th grade, and I gave him my Prince poster, so you know that was serious. But Mama wasn't having that because, well, she said he was the wrong shade. Next thing I knew, I was living in the country as country, surrounded by rednecks and town with four corners and a flashing red light. Ever seen The Burning Bed? You know that movie? Yeah, that's a true story, and I walked across that land daily. Mama's new husband, he had a slick tongue and always had some shit to say about my German traits, blubber butt, wide hips, fat thighs, et cetera, et cetera. His verbal abuse became part of my days. Mama better not say nothing because he was the bread and butter. He rescued us from the struggle. The only cost of admission was my self-esteem, but she never asked me if I was willing to go broke, you know, take one for the team. 3 years later, I moved back to the city with Pops and wife number 5. This was about to be a bumpy ride. Went from having hand-me-downs and government cheese to now having nice things I didn't know how to take care of. In high school now, making new friends, of course my dad didn't approve. The racist shit never made sense to me. From a childhood age, I was surrounded by various shades. Now I was in my teens, and they were a bad influence on me. In my head, I'm screaming at him, look in the fucking mirror at all the hypocrisy. I left home at 16, never could I make it. I left home at 16, nobody could make it make sense for me. I would send a drastic message so they could see the error of their ways. Eventually, they heard me, well, kind of. 3 different high schools and a couple of getting into trouble years later, I faced two options, jail or the military. Needless to say, I found myself on a plane headed south to serve in the Army, finally building friendships without restrictions, free to just live my life and make connections and just be. Exploring life, craving to live, escaped home, I kind of felt like a preacher's kid. Blessed to travel to Cairo West, witness the splendor of pyramids and dinner crews on the Nile River, it was a majestic world I had never seen. Then back to life, back to reality. I was wilding out in Savannah, Georgia, Bankhead bouncing at Frozen Paradise to doing what you do at Freaknik in the A. I was doing more than the most, you see. I wasn't ready. Now it's 1996, I'm 22, 4 months pregnant, I'm in the hospital on 3 months bed rest, gave birth to Malik Daquan, and 17 hours later, he took his last breath. And I'm not sure I've caught mine since. 1997, Daegu, South Korea, volunteered for the hardship tour away from family, friends, and everything I knew, running from the heartache of loss, not really realizing it would follow me too. Every season of my life has taught me something. I was even a member of the Eastern Stars for a while. Whoo, child, the stories I could tell. Then I got caught up in the Kojic Church. Sister Jody was all in. I was so sold out for Jesus, even he didn't recognize me. So heavenly, I was no earthly good, shouted with the best of them, casting out devils and things, sang on every damn choir that you could think of, basically. I was possessed by a religious state of mind, lost in the pews in search of me. It took me years to escape that toxic mentality. Make no mistake, I mean no disrespect to those of the Christian faith. We all have a spiritual journey that belongs to us only. You have yours and I have mine. I have come to understand and see the universe continues to align and show me the beauty she brings. God is in everything and goes by many names, sometimes me. It took total abandonment of religion to embrace my spirituality. So remember when I said I hated white people? I did for a very long time. I witnessed, heard, and saw all the ugly things that go on behind the scenes. I had no white friends in my teens, just a few associates, and my family, well, you heard that story, enough to get the gist. At 25, I stopped being the very person I detested, judging people by their appearance. Opened my heart and mind and cautiously gave them a chance. On this journey, I realized much of my struggle was my own identity. I didn't know how to fight the fight while being white. I didn't know how to love me. No one ever showed me. I thought my size 10 was obese. That was the picture their words painted of me. Damn, all these years I didn't realize how heavy this baggage would be. I was too busy trying to fix others because it was easier than facing or fixing me. It would be another couple decades before I would be compelled to heal all the broken parts of me. Let's face it, I can't fit all my baggage in one piece with hopes that everyone will truly understand. Somewhere between the times where there was molestation, marriage, divorce, several miscarriages, a deep fucking depression, 138-pound weight gain in a year, but most importantly, the survival of it all. The point of this piece is really just to give myself a clean slate to write and release. Honestly, to this day, I really can't say that I am proud to be white. Not sincerely. Not in this fucking society. Just know I ain't never been a Becky Karen or a fucking Rachel D. But you can find me not caring about what anyone thinks. What I can say is that I'm proud to be me, proud of the work I've done to be able to live unapologetically. The me that uses her voice to change hearts and minds, even though it can take some time. Fact is, living, driving, breathing while black has never been my personal plight. Reality is, it's unquestionably always been my fight. I have always spoke up and out since I can remember as a child. I've been profiled while driving with my ex, and that shit was an experience I'll never forget. I will continue to fight for my baby boy whose life was lost before a Chauvin or Zimmerman could have their way with him, fight for my feisty daughters who live in a fucked up world age 19 and just pray the universe provides her safety, fight for my friends, those that are like family to me, accepted and loved me before I knew how to love me. Fight for all the black grandmothers that embraced me and loved me when history gave them every reason not to. Fight for the strangers I've yet to meet. And now with my new career, I have the privilege to fight for equality and equity daily. It's the very purpose of my position. One of the major things which has historically destroyed black and brown communities, ensuring that highways aren't built straight through the center, negatively impacting low-income neighborhoods disproportionately. It's so fucking rewarding to be a part of writing some of the wrongs of history. I was built for this. This is who I am, a large part of my identity. It's inbred in me from my true ancestry. As for the fat girl still staring back at me, she's a work in progress. It's not the body shape that's the issue. It's the body shame mentality I continue to address. That will come in time, and I'll rock that confidence. Just watch me. Spiritually, I feel centered, balanced, and free. Now, after 35 moves in 47 years, I can plant these roots, live my best life in a state where I am actually the minority. Kind of crazy, but I've always felt more comfortable in a room with people that didn't look like me. I've always embraced and cherished other cultures and nationalities. Isn't that how we should all be, living and thriving while people are given space to be their authentic selves in peace? I'm sure there is much more work for me to do, but one thing that is no longer a battle for me, and that is discovering my true identity. I am unapologetically Jody. Thanks for listening. In peace.
Woo! How's that feel?
Good.
How's that feel? Get that off your chest. Does that feel good?
That felt good. That felt good.
Yeah, yeah. Cost of admission was self-esteem. Mom didn't ask if you wanted to go broke. Shit. Bad influence on you. You said bad influence on me. Look in the mirror at all the hypocrisy. So many things that you brought up about your family, how you came up, what you dealt with your mom and her husband, what you dealt with your father and the things he had to say about your friends and how you lived, and you know what your stepfather had to say about you physically. There's a lot that you were able to put in this piece that we were able to see clearly because you were able to paint pictures with your words. That's a talent most people do not have. So you were able to do that. You said, I didn't know how to fight the fight while being white. You gave us a perspective in many ways that, you know, most of us listening, you know, wouldn't have an opportunity to get from your side, looking from your perspective on what's going on with us and how it affected you growing up because you weren't like the other people that you were growing up around. So that's definitely a different dynamic that, you know, most of us probably wouldn't even consider. You said that you were writing to release that. The fact that you were able to put that in the piece spoke to me because a lot of people may not realize how often we as poets use poetry for ourselves. It in turn helps other people, but a lot of times we're writing for us. I remember telling you about a piece that I had to finish writing because I couldn't write anything else. It was just on
mm-hmm.
It was about my father.
Yeah.
I hadn't addressed this about my father, and I just couldn't write anything. And I had to sit down and write that piece, and once I got that out, everything else could flow. A lot of people don't understand how big of a deal it is for us to be able to write something out, but then to turn around and share it, that's a huge emotional thing, but sometimes we got to drop that rock too. One of the last things you said, well, it was funny when you said it to me, but you've never been a Karen, but you can find you not caring. I said, I see what you did there. I like that. I like the word. I always like the wordplay. But you said something that was very profound about the black grandmothers that stuck out to me. You fight for black grandmothers who loved you, while history gave them every reason not to. That speaks, you know, in volumes of what I personally understand. My grandmother, my aunts, and all of them are much older. My grandmother was born in 1910. All my aunts and uncles are in their early 80s and going into the 90s.
Yeah.
And they have a whole set of history that I wouldn't even understand. Things that they had to go through growing up that I did not have to go through. So for any of them to, and I see them embrace everybody, you know, they don't have any hard feelings. I sat back surprised at how they were able to do this, but that is a talent in itself. It's a beautiful thing to be able to see that it can be recognized, you know, as well and appreciated as well when you receive it. So I definitely like that line. I thank you for
you know, being transparent enough to spit this piece, and I'm glad that you felt that you could do that on this show.
I appreciate the platform as always. You already know how I feel about this show, so thank you, Keith. I really appreciate it.
I thank you. As is Jody McCann coming through. Hopefully, we'll be back to your erotica next show with some brand new pieces.
Now I've got a brand new piece, right?
You and Rob Morrow can go toe-to-toe since, you know, he's starting it, and we'll see what happens next week.
All right, sir. I appreciate it.
All right. Appreciate it.
Take care.
All right. Indeed. We'll go to the next caller here. Before I start, people, we are at the mark where we're going to overtime. It is 10:56. You have 4 minutes, if you're listening on the computer, to call into the show. If you do not call into the show, once 11 o'clock hits, once midnight hits, depending on your time zone, you will not be hearing the show. So if you call in, you want to call into the number 319-527-6300. That is 319-527-6300. To continue listening. If you want to press 1, please do. We're moving through these calls. We have a lot of callers on the line, so that's what overtime is for. We're going to get you guys in, and we're going to go to the next caller. Here we have 267 on the mic.
Hey, Keith, how you doing? It's the Pearl of Negra.
I am great. How are you doing?
I'm doing.
That's good. So I could ask you that, you know.
Yeah.
You know, I got to fuck with you. I know.
It's all good.
I'm still tripping out that shit. But yeah, how have you really enjoyed the show so far?
Oh, I always enjoy the show. And shout out to DMX, man. I'm feeling some type of wet because I was I really, really admired him, his poetry and his music, all of it. He was a philosopher. He was very, very intelligent, very spiritual, and he made an impact on my life with the things that he said. And, man, he's going to be missed. He really is.
Absolutely. And, yeah, that's something a lot of people have been saying tonight. It's cool to see it reiterated by many people. There's so much that can be said about the man and what he accomplished and what he did in his life, especially with battling, you know, the demons that he did, with having the issues that he was dealing with. He still made an impact on this world. And, you know, it's funny how people could find something negative to say, but, you know, I would challenge those same people to ask them, how will you be remembered? Will you be remembered? Have you done anything to be remembered? That's why you talk about somebody else and what they accomplished. But with that being said, I'm going to let you do what you came to do, which is show us some love with this poetry thing, and I'm going to press mute. The mic is yours.
Thank you. I call this Queen Race Washing. Franchising European features, erasing all ethnic features, making love of the blessed natural self weaker, morphing into some alien of racial ambiguity, and then sitting high looking down your nose because I still love me. They plump and darken and get to commodify while my queens turn to hate of herself from believing their lies. And now you tell me, you'll prove to me you don't believe the lies are true, but still cutting your noses and removing the pigment from your skin, priceless, precious, irreplaceable hue. Oh, you. You say it's just not the same, but it's all a function of the spectrum of European standards of beauty. There's a lot of nuances to discuss, but ignored. And still none of your images tell me how to love and find beauty in the plethora of us. Masterpiece.
You just come through and say a whole lot in a short time there. I'm sitting there writing that last line. You're like, in peace. I'm like, okay, hold on. I've written something similar to that, and I know a lot of the poets you have, because this is something that we have all been touched in some way by, feeling inadequate, feeling unattractive, our skin color, our noses, our hair. If we were light-skinned with freckles, if we had hair that was more curly than somebody else's, if our hair had tighter curls, there was always something, you know, the good hair, the bad hair. That's been banned in my house. You can't say good hair. You can't say bad hair, you know, in my home. Because the hair is hair, you know.
Hair is hair.
A lot of that has trickled into everything in society. And, you know, as black people, we definitely have been told often that we don't measure up. And then, of course, the hypocrisy of it all is, even though they say we don't measure up, they copy all of the things we do, and they copy how we look, and they add all our best features to themselves while they still tell us those features are disgusting. So you'd be able to come in something like that, and that short of a piece was very strong, and it was thought-provoking. So I'm thankful
that you
came through and shared that piece.
Thank you. Yeah, it's a trip, man. They, our melanin, our thickness, our natural curves, our hair, everything is highly sought after, but it's demonized if they don't have it until they get it, and then they try to claim it for themselves when it never belonged to them in the first place. You know, that's just the way it is. It's sad, but that's the way it is, you know.
That's the facts of it. And, you know, as long as they are able to control the narrative, control how history views them, you know, that's just that's what's going to be told. We have the opportunity as poets to speak our piece and alter the history that's known. And we're definitely doing that. So, again, thank you for coming through. I hope that you continue to enjoy the show. And we'll be going to the next caller here. And, again, everybody who does not know, this is an Epiphany host, LaProsa Negra. She has two shows, I believe. You do still do Saturday, right? As well
yes,
as
I do.
Wednesday?
I do.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
so
Poetic Therapy
feel free
and
to
the
share.
Love Zone. Yep.
Yeah, feel free to share those on the event page so people can link in to you and check the shows out.
That we will. All right. One love, one light.
Already. One love, one light. All right, we're going to go to the next caller here. We have 506 on the mic.
Oh, sorry, I was muted. It's Lady A.
Hey, how you doing?
Pretty good, thank you. And you?
I'm great. Glad to hear you come back. Have you enjoyed the show so far?
Yeah, I am. It's very intense. I wanted to make a comment, if I may, about the caller who shared her personal experience and for the first time. On the show, and I would like to send her love and much understanding and compassion. I thought it was very brave of her to speak those words and of her experience, and I admire her for doing so.
Absolutely. Thank you for saying that. It was this show has been full of that tonight, and I'm definitely thankful that people feel compelled and comfortable enough to do that, you know, on this platform.
Yes, and I mean, even though she may not feel comfortable to be a spokesperson out loud and in front of people, her piece spoken tonight on the radio and written will be touching other people that have been through this and give them courage to seek help or comfort because of her words. So I'm happy that that will be a silver lining out of her dark cloud.
Indeed. Jamie, if you're hearing that, again, another person has told you the same thing, ma'am. So hopefully you feel good about that, that you are impacting people. I know that you, like you said, you wanted to feel that you could just, you know, do this and step to the back, but, you know, this is too strong of a piece. And this is proof of
you know
that.
What's really interesting,
you know,
too, is that the, sorry, the people who are victims, like this lady, carry the guilt for something that they're not responsible for. They carry the
Absolutely.
Guilt, and it's this writing that you've done. I don't know what her name is. What is her name?
His name's Jamie the Artiste.
Okay. This writing that you've done will free you and give you, it'll be cathartic for you. It'll heal you. And when you speak the words, the grief comes out and the guilt will fall away because you are certainly not responsible for what happened to you.
Absolutely.
Thanks for letting
Absolutely.
Me.
Thank you for saying that as well. Indeed, no problem.
I brought a piece called Seasons of Life. And, you know, we've all have a story to tell. We all have some sort of grief and pain from growing up and experiencing our lives. So this is called Seasons of Life, if I may.
Okay. I'm going to press mute. The mic is yours.
Thank you. Spring has sprung, brings new birth. A baby's life from Mother Earth. Hope is born, a promise spoken, a different life than parents broken. Spoken words of love pledge, not like those which haunt my head. Baby cries, no one comes. Trust is broken, a pattern begun. Summer sings, soft breezes brushes cheeks like Georgia peaches, pools, playgrounds, baseball, trips to New Brunswick's beaches. Frolicking all afternoon, homeward bound to face more doom. Child cries, no one cares. Pattern continues into despair. Autumn winds swirl red leaves, orange and yellow from the trees. Lovers stroll hand in hand, thinking of marriage plans. Date is set, dress is bought. Wedding night draws bloody jaw. Woman cries, he strikes a blow. Pattern now etched in stone. Winter's snow blankets ground, pristine beauty, sparkling jewels, snowflakes fall, their own design, crystal brilliance, royal rain. She rushes out the door, two kids in tow, crimson blood stains the snow. Children cry, no one hears. Not even mother can calm their fears. End poem.
Woo, wow, okay. Y'all coming with it tonight. Look, I am enjoying the energy and the ability that everybody has to free themselves with their words. This piece here speaks in so many different ways about, you know, what people go through or what a particular woman may have gone through. Baby cries, no one hears. You say baby cries, no one comes, and then you say the baby cries. Like, you're definitely reaching into that area of the heart. But then you said that wedding night, and you spoke about the bloody jaw. I was like, oh, shit. So I see where you're going here, running out with two kids in tow. I'm seeing the entire picture, especially even when you were talking about before the marriage and the autumn leaves. Like, you were able to paint such a picture with these words, but also paint the gloom in the picture, the doom in the picture. We can see it all. So it goes from beauty to pain, and you covered it all in such a short time, but able to do so with your words. And I just appreciate that particular talent. And thank you for sharing that piece tonight.
Thank you for letting me share it. Much appreciated.
Absolutely. Absolutely. This is a platform that is open for everybody to come through and share whatever they feel. So I'm just glad to be a part of it, glad to be here and be the person that gets to hear all this great poetry. So thanks again for coming.
Well, it's great
tonight.
To have that opportunity and to have open-mindedness and to understand when you do hear pieces like this and the other pieces is that you're not alone. You're not by yourself.
Absolutely.
And it's a universal
Absolutely.
Thing. It affects everyone, no matter what background you are, and we're all in this world together, and to support one another, and as women too, I think, you know, we're the mothers of the world. You know, we bring forward all the boys, we birth the boys who become men, and I think it's important that we support one another. And mm-hmm. I'm, you know, hear voices like yours, because the men can learn from you too, you know, how to treat a woman, how to speak to a woman. And I think that that's an important thing too. So we're all in it together. And I
absolutely
thank you.
I agree with that. I agree with that. We are definitely here for that, especially as a poetry community. We want to be able to inspire, you know, this type of rhetoric. So, again, I appreciate you coming to the show and sharing your thoughts and your poetry.
Thanks, Eric, very much.
Absolutely. All right, we'll go to the next caller here. We have 502 on the mic.
Hello, it's Gwen C. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing tonight?
I am good. I'm really enjoying the show. I'm all over the place with picking a piece because there's just been so much inspiration from so many different angles. So many different angles today.
I know, right? It is.
Oh, my God. Everybody's
so tonight. Oh, my gosh.
Woo.
It has been that. But, you know, we're down for whatever you choose. You know how it is. You know, I've heard you flow. I know you got it. So, you know, whatever you feel like spitting, you know, it's going to be that work. So
I'm going to let you choose, actually. I'm going to let you choose between two words, prediction or risky.
We're going to do risky. And that's how we get down on the show. So
that's funny.
That.
Damn.
That's how
okay,
we get
so
down.
My disclaimer, right. It's not that kind of risky, but my disclaimer, it is all in good intentions, because I want people to realize when they're doing wrong to other folks, so when they're not seeing what they do. So this poem is written to maybe wake folks up.
Okay.
All right.
The mic
Thank
is
you.
On press mute, and the mic is yours.
Thank you so much. 15 questions to determine if my love for the cocoa is appropriate or appropriation. Do you know that I cannot have the magic of another race? But it would still be nice to occasionally be recognized for my magic. Does anyone ever look at me and think she's cute for a white girl in spite of? Why do folks sing so loud in the car? Is it appropriating that I'll be like, don't quote me, boy, because I ain't said shit. But the car is likely where I wrote this shit, so I probably did say some shit. We love flavor in America, but why is a societal norm to be sweet and sour? Folks fill up on Twitter beef. Yet things done in good taste get devoured. If this is the land of the free, why are we mocked, lost, hostage, accosted? Like Flint's water, our soil's been infiltrated. Dying of great thirst, unity is the only way for us to get hydrated. What's it like to have a click riding for you, blowing smoke, making you feel like you the shit when it ain't even 420? How canceled would I be if I said I understand where Rachel Dolezal was coming from? We always trading. Oops. I mean, the black delegation's always trading folk that can no longer be on the team because they ain't real players. So wouldn't it make real sense to let folk in who ain't been pretend advocates? You know them folks that were born the day God had to be at the game, and his substitute was just throwing out souls like jerseys without looking out the name. Babysitter, why you push six-year-old me from the car on Seawall Boulevard? You try throwing me away, now they snatching babies. Like more than 64,000 black girls missing, we should all be pounding the pavement. Wait a minute. Mom, if my father was putting you out the car, beating you on dark roads, why'd you get back in? Why do we call it love at first sight when some things just get fucked the first night? Like, did 45 really win 53%, or was it trumped up? Like rappers claiming they the next Tupac, screen producers sharing their ad hoc version of American heroes in a rush to mount stacks of dead presidents, checks with many zeros. I mean, ain't it all about the Benjamins when it should be all about the cents? But how we gonna cry if we don't vote? It's like having love for someone yet hating on ourselves, because fineness, we choose to withhold. Like chemistry, we bind it with a government we boldly oppose, yet our reaction shows we down for change, but not 10 toes. Why is 45's hairline the headline when we like braids and fades anyway? And what the fuck he means separating moms and kids and killing unarmed black men isn't excessive. Speaking of excessive, if they keep putting out white chocolate at work, why I gain 10 pounds when I like chocolate? I never know when to walk away, but I do know when to run, when to march, when to take a shot or fire one. Like Black Mamba, we must use our greatness gifted by God to fight for souls who do and do not look like us. sing, dance, poeticize the birth of a whole new race. We get one shot. Just call it us. In peace.
Well, all right. Shit. This is going to go straight on in with the piece. Oh, snap. The first line, the first two lines, first two lines just set it off of this whole piece. Ah, your love for the cocoa is not appropriation. Wow. You had so many lines in this piece. But if you wouldn't mind, just for me, you know, we got a lot of callers on the line, so I'm just going to do this real quick. If you could go back, just hit me with the black delegation line real quick. I like that line. I just want to hear that one more time.
All right. It is. How canceled would I be if I said I understand where Rachel Dolezal was coming from? We always trading. Oops, I mean the black delegation's always trading folks that can no longer be on the team because they ain't real players. So wouldn't it make real sense to let folk in who ain't been pretend advocates?
I see what you're saying right there. All right. I ain't mad at you. I ain't mad at you. I see what you did there. That's clever as fuck. That's clever as fuck.
Thank
you. And, you know, in this society, motherfucker probably would try to cancel your ass and say some shit like that. But, I mean, that's how it is in this society. Motherfuckers get hot and all kinds of shit. But I love that piece. I thought it was very clever, very transparent as well. You actually said some shit that I know that you probably actually experienced as well and, you know, gave us some insight there. So thanks again for coming through and sharing that piece and showing love to the show.
Thank you for having me. I really enjoy your show. It is super dope, and I will try to return as much as possible.
Already. I definitely appreciate that.
Thanks. Stay safe.
Already. That was Gwen C. coming through and blessing the mic. We're going to go to the next caller here. We have 501 on the mic.
What's going on with you, Mr. Eric?
Man, I'm good, man. How you feeling?
Yeah, man, it's Jess J.
Already, man. You good, man? You good?
Man, I'm real good, man. I listened to the show from last week. I told you I was gonna catch you in the archive. I caught you in the archive, man. That was a nice show, bro. A lot of good poets came out, man. You gave everybody good send offs, man. Very, very, very good show. Much like this
definitely
one tonight.
That, yeah, this show here has been something else, man. A lot of exclusives tonight, a lot of open poetry, a lot of people getting stuff off their chest tonight, man. It's just one of those days.
Right.
Definitely a lot of the poetry just like this.
Yeah, so I went ahead and got in early this go around so I wouldn't have to archive it.
Already, man. Definitely appreciate that. So I know you brought some heat for me too, so you know, I'm gonna let you do what you came to do as well. So I'm going to press mute. The mic is yours.
All right. The name of this piece right here is called Closing Statement. As I inhale to exhale to form this wind gale, no sonoko or shell, as I tell this tale about me telling to be sales, he can no longer sell seashells down by the seashore that I know for sure he didn't get from the seafloor, but out of some of his dresser drawer. Because I know he was piss poor like a dirt floor and always wanted more, fed up with life's deficiencies, so his heart sought war. His heart was forged from a chunk of iron ore, and that's why the condom tore. Before being the bad seed, he started out as one half of a bad spore, and that was before he told the store, faces to the floor. Not seeing the plainclothes bag cop waiting for his op to get the drop. One heart pumping tea and the other Kool-Aid, but I wonder who will pop. And life points drop like Dow Jones stocks. Boomsticks and pop rocks don't play a lot. Why does the goose chase this fox in this child's paradox? Ladies and gentlemen, we are seconds from a shootout, crowded in a tight spot. In peace.
Yeah, brother. You're snapping. I love it. I love the word.
Yeah, you man.
Definitely was spitting that shit right there, bro. Piss poor to dirt.
Appreciate
poor.
You.
This is the way you were just spitting it, the way you're spitting it.
because of how you spit that piece, the very first stanza, you know, because anybody who listens to me knows how I love how words fold over each other as people spit. Give me the first stanza one more time, man.
As I inhale, to exhale, to form this wind gale, no sonoco or shell, as I tell this tale about me telling Suki sales he can no longer sell seashells down by the seashore. But I know for sure he did get from the seafloor.
Brother, you spitting, man. That's some dope ass shit right there, man. Real talk. Definitely appreciate that piece, man.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I love the wordplay. I love how you spit the piece, though. You know, you can read a piece like that, but the way you spit it, you know, you have the energy of the piece, you're spitting it right, you're letting us see the picture, and you're saying some shit. I always love that, so definitely, brother. You did that.
Oh, man, that's huge. I'm going back into the archive, then I got to hear it.
Already. I thank you for coming through, man. Hopefully, you know, you make it to the next show, man. And, again, definitely appreciate you showing love.
All right, man. Love the show, bro. Take care.
Indeed. My man, Just Jay, coming through. All right, we go with the next caller. We have 909.
Hi.
Well, hello.
Hello.
Who do we have the pleasure of speaking to tonight?
My name is Bella. They call me Maybella.
All right. Maybella, all right. I'm glad that you were able to make it to the show, and thankful that you were able to press one. Have you enjoyed the show so far?
Yes, I loved it. It's a lot of beautiful, inspiring poems, actually. And I envy the ones that can really spit so beautifully because they can puncture deeply, you know?
Absolutely. And that means a lot as a poet. You want to be able to touch your audience. And, so with that being said, I get the feeling that you're ready to touch your audience too. So I'm going to press mute, and the mic is yours.
Yes, and I will be using bilingual poem, a Latin and English. So ashes to ashes, dust to dust. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti, forgive me, for I've done you wrong, for I've tarnished the name of thy Holy Ghost. I have sinned. Yesterday, I bled in silence. My litany consisted of reviling Aurora for welcoming its arrival burned my sight, wherein every given juncture inked my flesh with rotten time. My only prayer, aroused by my lamentable wishes, chanted in silence, I begged you, place a token on my eyes to blind me with my burning mist leaking from my socket. Offer a coin on my lips to perpetually halt my escaping breath. Clip these wings with my pride to keep my psyche in monocle. Forbid me from saying grace, then forever sealed my stitched verses inside my engraved breaststone. My anima will eternally lay neath my bonded carcass, a martyred vesper to Caligonus Charon. I have sinned in my past, but do let them know my story, where during your glorious times I was held in the corner by my ghostly enemy, lips tattered from holding my acres in silence. So do not break your core like a shattering glass from bombing my anima every time synthetic breaths flow in my veins. I beg of you, clear my name and not to allow me to drown in the river. Let them learn that I only wanted to perish to save you from carrying a burden, to prevent you from drowning. Forgive me, for I have sinned. Save me from Styx. Save me from Lys. Save me from Cocytus. Save me from Phlegeton. Save me from Acheron. Tere interam, earth to earth. Cineri incineram, ashes to ashes. Pulvere in pulveram, dust to dust. Aman. And boom.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. You talking about how somebody can spit. Look, you got that in spades. Oh, man. There was a couple of lines that stuck out to me, just my flesh rotting in time. place a token on my eyes that blind me, clipped my wings with my pride. You have a lot of really deep lines in this piece. And the way that you spit it is just, it's crazy. You definitely have the ability to reach people, as we originally were talking about. So it's my first time hearing you, and wow, I'm just taken aback. That was a great, great piece.
Thank you. And you know, it's that when you place a token on the eyes of a person, they're back way before, and they do that ritual so that the soul of the person can cross the rivers of death, which the ones that I mentioned, Styx, Ethicus, Legaton, and Acheron.
River Styx. Yeah, I'm familiar with it. I love Greek mythologies. I'm definitely, I understand what you're talking about. Pity for the boatman. You got to pay the boatman. I understand.
Yes.
Yeah, I definitely enjoyed that piece. I enjoyed the piece. I enjoyed the delivery, and I enjoyed the time, what your piece consisted of. You definitely had a lot of lines that I dug. So, wow, thank you. Thank you for coming through. Hopefully you come back again.
Thank you. Gracias.
Thank you. Wow.
I'll be coming back.
It's just good. You know, I hope that you do. And again, I hope that you continue to enjoy the show. We have a few callers left before the show ends, probably about 30 minutes left. So, again, thank you for coming through.
Mm-hmm. Hi.
All right. We have 205 on the mic. 205, are you on the mic? You have you're on mute? You there? Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah, yeah. Who do we have a pleasure of talking to tonight?
I'm so sorry. This is Miss Baby.
You good over there, Miss Baby? You straight?
I'm good. I'm just like, I'm kind of like in poetry stupid.
Yeah, I know,
the
right?
Look, yeah, like,
this show
the poets that came through, we seen some things that we really haven't seen before in poetry. Maybe being socially restricted for a while has caused us to kind of make us look at ourselves, because I've never seen such colorful poetry coming from our American European brethren about the state of being American. We just take for granted that we are the only ones, because we are Afro-European in this country, that we go through issue, but they go through issue wanting to socialize with us also. And that brings out
a lot of different dynamics. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then we get this next poet who, you know, a lot of poets don't mix their own language within English poetry for fear of you always have to speak English in this country. And that piece she spit was phenomenal. So I was like, and then we just had, man, you just had some stuff. I was like, what's going on?
Yeah, I mean, I understand what she was talking about, so it definitely touched me.
Oh,
I love mythology, so when she was saying that, I was like, yeah, I know she's talking about, and she's probably had to explain that piece to very many people, especially about the boatman and you know, putting the coins on their eyes and all that stuff, but I recognize
it. Coins on the eyes to pay the boatman, or you have to have something.
Right.
And this
I've actually had several lines like that in my own poetry, so definitely resonated with me.
Yeah. So, I'm going to do this piece, and I'm just going to do it, and then I'll let you know the why of it.
All right.
It's called The Specialist.
All right, Miss Baby. I'm going to press mute, and the mic is yours.
There was something about the visage of his face when he escorted me to his room. The gadgetry and devices beheld by my eyes guaranteed torture and sadistic practices. He has practiced his artistic craft into a frenzied ecstasy, telling me to open wide. He wanted my lips parted to the extreme so he could fit inside, needed to touch deeply. Asked if he was hurting me. Pleasure and pain is a part of my glossary, so I declined to answer. Maybe he would do it even harder. Maybe that stroke a bit stronger. Oh, right there, he made me clench my fist. He seemed to like this, so willing and able, when I laid upon his table of distress, unbeknownst to him, I love things painful and pleasurable. Oh, what am I? A deviant mess, yes. I'm blessed. Looking into my eyes, I gauged what I needed. He surprised me at how skillful and agile his nimble fingers go inside and outside of my orifice. He was beautiful to me. One of the silent joys of his biological arousal, the growlings of his belly, the incidental escape of a moan so devoted to make sure he completely satiated me. He looked at me plainly and removes all methods of bondage so I can freely speak. I'm weakened, but excruciatingly anticipated and happy. He said, how do you feel? Are you ready to leave? Did you like my work and real for you? I say you are the best at what you do. Should I ink out more appointments for you? I reply yes until our journey comes to an end. He says yes, and you're the best, and I'm going to let you experience my friend. He peeks in, and it begins all over again. I am Miss Baby. The ethereal enchantress of full power. And that was that baby.
That's why you're giggling, because it was an enchanting piece indeed. I'm not reciting no lines, because I'm not saying nothing you said tonight. That's just you. You came through and do what Miss Baby does, and hit us with the voice, and hit us with the energy, and hit us with the little giggling and smirks in your post. How do you smirk a word out? Like, that's interesting. How do you smirk a word? Like, I can hear you smirking when you say words. Like, but that's what a person can perform their poetry. You can see their face making faces. Like, come on. But yeah, you definitely did this piece. I love hearing you spit, though. I love your poetry. I appreciate it.
Thank you. And this piece, I want to tell you, I made this piece sound this way, but this piece was actually dedicated to my dentist.
How about that? How about that?
I wrote
that?
This for my
we
dentist.
We already knew
this
baby was a mess.
Yeah, so I wrote this piece for him, and I came back, and I spit it, and he was like, you just made me love my job even more.
Yeah. I mean, shit. How many people are about to enroll in the dentistry right now to become dentists because of that piece? You just
thank you so much for having an awesome, awesome, awesome platform. And I hit and miss sometimes because my Fridays be a blur, but I will make sure to constantly keep this on my calendar. I absolutely adore tonight. Thank you for this.
Thank you. I definitely appreciate that. I appreciate the cleverness of your piece, doing what you do, and making it sound how it sounds, even though you're saying a whole bunch of other shit. But it is what it is. If you don't know Miss Baby, this is how she spits, y'all. She might be doing social justice. She might sound like that. Just tell me. But on the real, I appreciate you coming through again. Hopefully you'll make it to the next show.
Okay.
Alrighty. All right, so we'll go to the next caller here. We have 646 on the mic.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to all the parts of the world. What's going on, fam?
What's going on with your brother?
Just enjoying the show. It's a different type of, well, every week is a different show. every program is a different show. Every artist brings a different show. So, but it starts from the host.
I appreciate the shout, man. I just try to, you know, provide a platform where people can feel comfortable, you know, being themselves and spitting what they spit, man, and, you know, not too harsh of a judgment. I mean, I am who I am. I enjoy certain types of poems, but it is what it is because I enjoy poetry as a whole. So I love people who are comfortable enough to bring poetry that may challenge me, like, oh, shit, you know, and I end up liking something that, you know, I may not have thought that I would have liked or hadn't heard something like before. So it is what it is, man. I enjoy poetry altogether. So I'm glad tonight happened because it has been real poetry tonight. Like, this is not like any other night hasn't been, but people who feel very poetic tonight. The energy is very poetic tonight.
Yes, indeed. I couldn't agree any less.
Go ahead. What's the piece you got?
I'm just going to perform the piece and just go in. So here we go.
All right, well, hold on. Let me press mute. Mic is yours.
10,000 degrees of MCs mentally freeze in the presence of M.E. Me, M.E., me. Have you ever experienced being inside me? I mean, you, I mean, looking out the outside, being on the inside. Have you ever been this situation? I mean, I know you thought that I had a rhyme. I know you thought I was about to MC. So did I. But I'm talking about me, being inside of me. First of all, when you're in a coma, you can hear almost everything, right? But you can't see. But you know who's there, right? I was there. And I heard. And it was some things that I heard that I didn't like, but I couldn't do nothing about it because I was in a coma, right? I was supposed to be me on the stage testifying that my child did not commit that crime. You see, but on my way home, 3 weeks before this trial even took place, I was in an accident. And I said to myself, for 3 weeks, I gotta get out of here. I gotta be free. I gotta speak so that they can hear the real truth. But then I heard, as everybody left the room on the TV, said that he's been convicted to do some time because his father is in a coma. And inside, my tears cried, and I said, I must get outside so that they can hear what I need to say. The truth will set him free, right? I didn't come out of this coma, and 3 years later. So I asked around of how my son was doing, and he said he's not doing too well. He's getting in a lot of trouble. He's getting in a lot of trouble. So I said, you know, I gotta go visit him. He said, but you just can't go visit somebody who's been locked in a cage like a slave for 90 days. And so I had to commit a crime so that I can see him eye to eye. And before I leave, I wanted to say that I love him, and I wanted to tell him I'm sorry that I couldn't keep you free.
I got that opportunity. But it didn't turn out the way that I thought. Because when I was eager to get to his cell, just to hear his voice, I see them carrying him out on a stretcher. But I didn't know where. Somebody just see somebody carried out in a stretcher. And so I go to his cell, and I say, where's this inmate? He said, well, what do you care about? I said, he's my son. Where is this son of mine? He said, he was just carried out as you walked in, sir. Carried in the body bag. And a body bag. Peace.
This is the second show in a row that you didn't went to the bottom of the ocean of your emotion. What the hell is going on, brother? What is going on? This is the second show in a row where I felt like I needed to handle you a Kleenex because you going too deep for me, man. What's going on?
You ever do a puzzle, and the first time it was so difficult, the second time came easy, and next thing you know, you do it with your eyes closed. But have you ever taken a puzzle
happening.
Piece and get over?
That's what's happening. It's becoming easy for you as you go.
It's becoming an art, and I enjoy being a voice of someone who doesn't know how to express the voice because it needs to be heard. It needs to be inhaled, and it needs to let other people know who's been through it that it's you're not alone. There's someone, whether it's a man or a woman, who feels your pain. You don't have to commit suicide. It's going to hurt for a while, but hold on and, you know, let the Lord into your heart and know that God is good and just – you know, do things to maintain, do things that they would want you to do and be proud of you and make sure you hold on to everything that they, you know, you keep going on, but do it in dedication for them if you have to, you know, until you can get back on your feet.
Well, I'm saying the growth in you, brother, man. Normally you come through, you'll spit some hot fire type stuff, man. You come through with some hip hop verse kind of stuff, man, but you're reaching out to some different areas, man, of emotion. And all I can do is commend you for it, man. You definitely are outside of your normal element, but this is a show for it. Brothers and sisters are coming through here and expressing themselves in ways that they haven't before, man. So yeah, I'm glad to hear you feel that way. And especially the platform that you're taking, the stance you're taking on that is important. There's an issue with black people, black men, black women not actually speaking much about suicide in our community. That is definitely something that is a topic of discussion that should be had more often. But I'm really in awe of the emotion that you're showing more often these days. So definitely commend you, brother. Appreciate you coming through and showing love to the show.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me and keep on keeping on what you're doing.
All right. So, man, J&K on the mic hitting us up. But we got one caller left. So if the show caller is going to press one, I guess we're about to find out. We got one caller left. We have 815 on the mic.
Happy Friday, Keith Eric. It's Gina Stone.
Hey, what's up, Gina? Been a minute.
Hey, yeah. I had to make it. I'm glad I was able to get in before overtime. And remember to press
one. Yeah, we got about 15 minutes of show left. So, yeah, we're there. You might be the show killer tonight, or, you know, the show killer presses one. I guess he's going to do it. We're going to depend. We're going to see. But either way, I've enjoyed the show tonight. Have you enjoyed the show?
I have as well. I know a lot of the poets who were on before me are listening right now in real time, and I already congratulated them on their awesome pieces. So I just wanted to add my flavor to the mix tonight.
Indeed. Well, I'm definitely glad to hear it. Love your particular flow, your freestyle. So definitely looking forward to see what you come through with. So I'm going to let you get to it. I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
Thank you. So I'm just going to do something in real time because this happened tonight in this crazy little life of mine. I'm titling my freestyle tonight. Tonight, everything was all right. I mean, it was one of those times when I felt like I was actually me, in my element, feeling free, uninhibited, naked and unashamed, in front of a group of women who knew why I came. I don't participate in every group that I'm in, but I love some of the ones that have get-togethers, and they feel like they know each other already because they're constantly reading each other's posts, looking at each other's words of encouragement, and these are the kind of women that you want to have in your life when you're one of those women who don't have a lot of women friends. I have a huge family, so all the women that I'm related to, they're the people that I be with. If you see me out, you're going to see one of them too. That's just how we do. So to be around women that were not my relatives, even though my relatives owned the ring, my mom says, you know, that's your cousin's spot. Yeah, you got to be more specific with me because there was a time in my life when I had 57 cousins who lived in the suburb of Chicago that I grew up in, you see. It's crazy. There's a major intersection in my town they call Six Corners because there are six intersections that all come together at one point. It's in the center of town. One of those streets is Center Street. My mother says, oh, yeah, 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 you and your cousins. So, yeah, Sonny and his wife, Joy. Oh, wow. I was telling my niece earlier, I've known Joy since she was a tween, and I've known Sonny since he was born. He's going to be 45 tomorrow, and I'm 51. Our family is extremely close. There were people who thought he was my brother, and he's just simply my cousin. But we grew up very close, and we're still like that. It's never been a time when it wasn't. I ran into him outside before I could even get inside the venue, and he said, how are you doing, cousin? I said, oh, it's so good to see you. He said, I don't know if you've been hugging enough, but you're going to give me some love. I did immediately. I love my family. I mean, I'm talking about, this is my dude. This is my guy, and they bought this space. And this mix that we're having is because a lot of positive energy needed to be in one place. They were capacity at 60. And there wasn't exactly a bar, so to speak, but I got a little tipsy. And we had a hot meal that was delicious, I'll be honest with you, because I cook, and I'm judging, and I'm a foodie. And I will say what it did not have or what it lacked. Everything was good. It was on point. I'm simply like, I didn't come home and feel like I still needed to eat when I got in this joint. The beautiful thing about it was the energy, though. It was well received, and everyone had, even with the mask on, this internal glow. It was radiating from all these melanated skin tones and so many hairstyles. I don't know where to begin. I loved some of the dreads and the braids, especially. I've always had my hair cut short, and today was kind of an afro with really curly. There were a lot of people who were just being themselves, and they probably hadn't been around other people to do so in quite some time, like me. So when I got to do my freestyle, of course, they didn't know what they were going to get, and I didn't know how I was going to be. I used the energy that I was receiving and the love that was being transmitted over a socially distant type situation that was very conducive to who I am because this is who I was before there was any quarantine. People who know me, they don't think that I act funny. No, I just keep my distance for real. So this was, for me, perfect. The venue was small enough to, without a microphone, I could be heard by every ear in the room. And I know sometimes people still like to talk because they're not really sure what's taking place. But then I used my outdoor voice and I spoke from my diaphragm and it amplified in this space. All the women were sitting on the edge of their seats and lots of them stood up and clapped and snapped their fingers to applaud me. I wasn't doing it for applause. I was doing it for this one cause, my addiction to poetry. So tonight I got my fix and I've done so again with all of you. Thank you, Renaissance Floyd. I needed this venue. I'm Gina Storm. Thank you for indulging me. In peace.
Yo. You just put me in the venue with you with that piece. Like I'm sitting in the crowd, listening, watching.
It was awesome. It really was. It was a wonderful feeling. It was the first time I performed in my hometown since COVID. Over a year ago was the last time I performed where I live. And that was so odd for me. I didn't know what to do with myself. I was literally, I felt like I was vibrating, and I wasn't sure if my feet were touching the floor.
Wow.
Yeah, it was cool. It felt good. And this was like
that's
a
real-time elevation.
Oh, yeah. I had after-show glow, so I got to burn off some more of that energy right now with you, and I appreciate it.
Yeah, you shared it with us. I definitely appreciate that because I got the vibe. I caught all the energy. It's definitely coming through. And,
it was a beautiful thing. You know, we were doing the kid and speed. We were doing elbow bumps, but the love was there. People were they were doing little mini photo shoots. Maybe next time. But I really felt like I stretched and came out of my introverted shell because being in front of a large audience is not a problem. Being in front of an intimate audience, however, is a little nerve-wracking.
Yeah, so, definitely, you know, something that we all appreciate and need from time to time, that, that camaraderie, you know, with poetry and poets and that kind of venue that allows for that energy to flow freely. So that sounded like a beautiful time. It sounded like a dope, a dope night.
I came home with two armloads of things to carry. And so my friend was like, do you need me to help you carry something to the house? Oh, no. I got this. I'm good. I've carried more, you know, farther. I know. I see you beasting it out. I even balanced it so I could unlock the door. He was like, never mind. I was just checking on you. Oh, yeah, I'm good. But it's a vibe.
Yeah.
It's this thing that when you get off
already.
Y'all, every hair on my body was standing on end. And I was looking at the crowd, and I'm thinking, oh, my God. So there were people who were not my cousins, but my cousins' cousins, or, like, my play sisters' nieces and great-nieces were there, and two of our sisters. And I'm thinking, oh, the whole Jones girls came through. It was an entire end of a table where everyone was a Jones.
Yo, that's what's up. See all that excitement that you're giving us right now? It's making me want to get into a venue. Like, I love it. I love it.
As soon as possible,
it's
do it.
It's a dope thing.
I recommend it. We all need it.
It's been a minute. I got a couple of features coming up. So it's definitely something I'm looking forward to doing. So definitely.
Yeah, I'm going to ride this wave out.
Already. Might as well.
No, I'm going to go. I'm going to go. Because I'm doing the most. It's just like you have to have done this in person. I mean, I'm talking about, like, of 60 women, I probably actually knew the names and faces of 30 or better. And everybody knows my eyes. So they were like, hey, Gina, how you doing, Gina? Well, you don't need a name tag. And I was thinking, I thought I was a participant. Everybody is wearing, hi, I'm Gina Storm. Is that your name on Facebook? It is.
That's it. You got fans, you got people following you. Yeah. That's what's happening.
Happening.
I'm glad that you were able to come through tonight, share that energy with us. A beautiful, beautiful night of poetry. I've enjoyed hearing everybody's pieces. I enjoyed your piece. You are the show killer tonight. You're going to end the show for us.
All right.
Hopefully we get to hear you next time. We're going to end the show on, you know, we're going to go out the same way we came in, people, you know, with some DMX love. So, thank everybody for coming through. This is Renaissance Poetry, and we out.
right here, dog. Where my dog at?
We right here, dog.
Where my dog at?
Right here,
what must I go through to show you shit is real? And I ain't really never gave a fuck how niggas feel. Stop and I still, cause I want to, cause I have to. And don't make me show you what the Mac. You don't know by now that you slip. I'm on some bullshit that's got me jacking niggas flip. Let my man in them stay pretty, but I'ma stay shitty. Cruddy, it's all for the money. Is you with me? Get the bitches, now I'll commit the crime. When it's on, we transform like Optimus Prime. I'll form the head, roll out, let's make it happen. We ain't gon' get it with this, we'll take it cap. Crossing off, dusting off, it's softest nigga. Money with the biggest mouth, so let's off this nigga. Come on, softest nigga, never made a sound. Breathe too fucking hard and he didn't bust down. Yeah, niggas.
Damn, man. Cisco.
Yeah. What these bitches want from a nigga?
You know what I'm saying?
What these bitches want from a nigga? What these bitches want from a nigga?
Break them off. Oh, yeah,
dog, I meet bitches, discreet bitches, street bitches, slag, cocoa puff, sweet bitches, what? Make you wanna eat bitches, but not me. Yeah, niggas eat off the plate all you want, but not D. I fuck with these hoes from a distance. The instant they start to catch feelings, I start to steal in they shit. Then I'm out just like a thief in the night. I sink my teeth in the bite. You think of life, I'm thinking more like, what's up tonight? Come on, ma, you know I got a wife. And even though that pussy pat, I'm not gonna jeopardize my life.
Right?
So what is it you want from a nigga?
What?
I gave you, you gave me.
Bitch,
I blazed you, you blazed me. Nothing more, nothing less. But you at my door, willing to confess that it's the best you ever had.
Right.
Better than all the rest. I'm like, alright, girlfriend, hold up. I gave you what you gave me, boo. Enough.
What
you
want from a nigga?
What
these bitches want from a nigga?
Linda, Felicia, Dawn, LaShawn, Inez, and Alicia, Teresa, Monica, Sharon, Nikki, Lisa, Veronica, Karen, Vicky, Cookie. So I met her in the ice cream parlor. Tanya, Diane, Lori, and Carla, Marina, Selena, Katrina, Sabrina, about three Kims, Latoya, Tina, Shelly, Bridget, Kathy, Rashida, Kelly, Nicole, Angel, Juanita, Stacy, Tracy, Rhonda and Rhonda, Donna, Yolanda, Tawana and Wanda. We're all treated fairly, but yet still. But this is all some other shit, now that I'm fucking with you, hell. But I'ma keep it fair. What the fuck you want from a nigga? What the fuck you want from a nigga?
I
think about when a nigga didn't have, and a nigga told a joke, and the bitches didn't laugh. See, now I do the math. I see if you got this, and this, and this. Some cap, that nigga's the shit. And that's all they fucking with. But see, these bitches don't know. If these bitches ain't for real, these bitches don't go. Knock on the door, no show. I'm asleep, trying to creep with your best friend. What it is, dig, dig.